the Alamo, an American and Texas free speech, now hangs under a shadow of tyrants and communists, claiming there is no free speech in San Antonio. There is free speech in San Antonio. Your mayor and other baby tyrants would have you believe that you have no free speech, but you do have free speech to say things that are true and that are not true. That's what the First Amendment's all about. Say ChineseVirus.com. It came from communist China, and your city council believes that you do not have any free speech like Hitler did, like Stalin did, like Mao did, but you do have free speech, San Antonio. And we're here in front of your tyrannical, wicked city hall that said, report anyone that says Chinese virus. My name is Alexander Emmerich Jones of America in Texas, and I am here to report to you the virus came from communist China. So go ahead and try to lock me up, you tyrants, run by the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center, where they have said it's illegal to say Chinese virus and they'll arrest us. I say you're dangerous thugs. I say you're dangerous tyrants. I say you're un-American, and this city council should move to North Korea. Communist Chinese virus. Communist Chinese virus. Birthplace of Texas freedom, and the city council is working with the Democratic Party and the Chi-Coms saying it's not a Chinese virus. Well, they're right. It's a communist Chinese virus. But even if speech is wrong, you have a right to say it. But it's true. It is a communist Chinese virus.
See you, man.
Coming out here, sir?
Thank you, sir.
God bless you. You guys already out here today, or you just guessed we're going to be out here?
How
you
doing, sir? Nice to meet you, sir.
What's your name?
Andrew.
Nice to meet you, Andrew. How you doing, sir?
Good to see you.
God bless you. Well, tell us why you're out here.
I heard you come, so I cut off work early and came out.
Well, God bless you, brother.
And now that they're trying to censor my thinking, my thoughts, kung flu fighting, you know, Chinese virus, I can't say that now. Ron Nuremberg controls this. Like, who does he think he is?
I think that they're trying to control our food in order to try to control us as a population, and all of this is fear-mongering.
So Mayor Ron Berg, he did a lot of activism with Texas Organizing Project. Texas Organizing Project does block walking for him, call banking for him, and they work directly with Bernard Sampson of the Texas Communist Party, headquartered out of Houston.
Ron Nuremberg is a tyrant.
Chinese virus!
Chinese virus!
A communist Chinese virus meant to take down America. And the city council is so evil in this town that they believe that you don't have a First Amendment. They want to arrest you for your speech. That is so dangerous, America. It's so dangerous. We need to liberate San Antonio from the tyrants that have seized control of it, that are annihilating the First Amendment. The clear and present danger here in San Antonio, one of the oldest, greatest cities in Texas, is to throw these criminal city council members out that don't think they live in America. They think they live in communist China. But I salute everyone that's out here, and the answer to their tyranny is 1776 and 1836. America and the world is waking up to the COVID-19 Chinese virus hoax. Say ChineseVirus.com. Say ChineseVirus.com. Say ChineseVirus.com. Say ChineseVirus.com. Say ChineseVirus.com. Say ChineseVirus.com.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing, they're cutting edge. You love them, I love them, and they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out. It smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the InfoWars. The War Room is raw on this May 12th, 2020. We will be live with you here till 6 p.m. Central. I imagine we'll take your calls. I think I've got two guests coming up today. Don't mind me if I'm shuffling some stuff around here in the first segment. We just had a shoot for an ad for the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. So we're still kind of getting the studio set up for today's show. I'm watching that fraud, Anthony Fauci, today during the Senate testimony. And I can't help but be angry because of how pathetic I feel that I'm even taking part in this. But not that I'm taking part in this, that we're all taking part in this. We're all allowing this. And I really don't even know how to properly boil it down other than to just tell you what they're saying and what they want to do to you. And I guess just leave it up to you to say, okay, I'm just going to say I'll take a vaccine to go back to work, or I'll give my kids the vaccine to go back to school, or whatever it is they say. Because you've got to get back to work, you've got to feed your kids, or you're just going stir crazy, unable to leave your home. But when you're wearing the glasses, what you see is a little bit different. You see, to me, this is a direct terroristic threat from Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci, where both of them say, we have to have a vaccine and we can't reopen, or it's going to be death and destruction. I don't even have the words. It'd be one thing if this was a deadly virus and people all around you were flopping around, bleeding out of their eyes and ears and mouth and dying. And you consciously said, whoa, what's going on here? But no, that's not been the case. That's never been the case. Now, maybe that will be the case. Is Bill Gates, is Anthony Fauci holding America hostage? Are they holding Trump hostage? What do they know about this release of a virus? Because they're the ones being praised. You heard Stephen Colbert say, you predicted this, Bill. You're like God. What's going to happen next? He's like, well, it doesn't make me happy to say this, says with a big smile on his face, but Pandemic 2 is going to kill billions of you. You're like, what? It's like, here's this guy, psychopath, smiling on TV, talking about how a virus is going to kill you, and he's the only one that can save you. Or maybe it's Fauci, who says death and suffering are inevitable, but it's the same thing with Fauci. Fauci said in January 2017, there's going to be a virus. There's going to be a pandemic that Trump's going to face, and it's not going to be good. And so I just recognize who these people are, folks, and I just sit here and I'm hearing this, and I say, look, yeah, this coronavirus, COVID-19 that we're doing, this was a big hoax. It was all political. Was there a real virus? Was it killing people? Were people getting sick? Yeah, okay. We shouldn't have to dumb down our conversations to have to explain all this stuff. But I guess that's how tedious it is talking now in this political correct fake news world. In the new world order, which is now what's been unleashed upon us by the coronavirus. But yeah, so I'm not, you have nothing to be afraid of this coronavirus. You're probably not going to get it. It's probably not going to kill anybody you know. Has it? Yeah, again, it's like, oh, but there have been people that have died. If you don't say that, then you're bad. And so, fine, I said it. But when you look at their grandstanding right now, even though they've been caught, and when you know the levers of power that they have, that they can flick at any moment, then I actually get afraid about what they might do before November. They might actually release the deadliest bioweapon that they could cook up. Maybe they've already done it. Maybe they can't make that deadly of a virus. Maybe they don't have those capabilities. If they do, they will. And that's what scares me. And then Bill Gates and Fauci are going to sit there and say, see, I told you so. And then everyone's going to blame Trump for billions dead. And so I just say the same thing I've been saying. You want this garbage to stop? You want the deep state treason in D.C. to stop? You want these big pharma globalist technocrats to stop? You throw them in jail. So yeah, you don't want the Bill Gates Fauci pandemic 2 to kill billions around the world? Then throw their ass in jail. Otherwise, that's a likely scenario. But see, I'm not like Anthony Fauci, who comes out and literally says death and suffering. I'm going to sort through all my news here in the break, and I'll find you the exact quote. But that's Fauci today. And so they turn this whole thing, they build up, just like the other testimonies of Bob Mueller or Stormy Daniels or whoever the hell else it is, the Kavanaugh hearings, all the stuff they've built up. They build up Fauci's testimony. And so you're sitting here thinking, ooh, maybe someone's going to put his feet to the fire. The only one that had any semblance of a spine was Rand Paul. And even though thank God Rand Paul was there, even he took it kind of easy on Fauci. So, I respect you and everything. But they build it up, and then what do? And then they have Fauci and Redfield or Redmond or whatever the hell that CDC crook's name is. I don't trust him either. I mean, Fauci looks like a Nazi scientist. Like, I'm sitting here watching a damn movie. And see, we just trace everything. It's like everything's like a funnel to Nazis. I'm just watching a damn sci-fi film about a group of criminals who are trying to take over the damn world. And you're like, what? No, that's what they're damn doing, man. And then they sit here and they say, oh, the coronavirus is affecting minorities. And it's just, then it turns into a race-baiting thing. And it's, everyone's suffering but the white man. It's just like they just can't stop. It's just every level of propaganda. They just shove it down your throat. It's like I'm sitting here watching world-class criminals with Fauci and Gates and the rest of them. And they build up this hearing and then they turn it into a political event to attack Trump and to push vaccines. That's all it was. And of course, again, the white man is bad and, you know, all the minorities. So, full-fledged. But that was all it was, folks. They built it up. And then it was Fauci. and it was Redmond or Redfield, the CDC director, and then it was some military guy, and all of them the whole time. We have to get vaccines. We can't reopen. Fauci, we can't reopen. It'll be death and destruction. Folks, that's a terror threat to me. What the hell is he talking about? He hasn't been right about one damn prediction he's made. Oh, except that he knew a viral pandemic was happening in 2017. That's like criminally investigatable to me. This came out of a Wuhan lab, and then he says, oh, don't look at the Wuhan lab, even though his fingerprints are all over the Wuhan lab. And so we're really just pathetic at a certain level that we're letting all of this go on. And then for them to say death and destruction, if you don't take a vaccine, when that'll be certain death and destruction, I mean, where do we go from here?
InfoWars has become a symbol, an emblem of not just American freedom, but worldwide maverick spirit. It's not just myself or the host at InfoWars or the researchers or the journalist. It's you, the listeners, the activists, the people on the front lines in the arena. And it's the amazing guests and individuals that we interview that make InfoWars so special, because we're not putting a filter in front of free minds. We're having an open discussion about the real state of the world, not the establishment talking points that are put out by the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderberg Group, the Davos Group, and other globalists. We're pushing for a pro-human future where we build a planet and beyond based on humans, for humans, by humans. Not a world where the establishment hate themselves, project their hate onto us, and decide we're going to have a post-human world. I'm really excited to know that InfoWars has your support, and I want to thank you all for being pro-human and pro-God. Pollen Block has really been a sleeper product for us. We got it in a few years ago. It's an amazing product that comes from all natural quail eggs. They discovered this more than 30 years ago in France, that if you ate quail eggs from a certain type of quail, that it had an antihistamine effect, and people saw their allergies and seasonal discomfort knocked way, way down. Well, now this is available in the United States. It's proprietary. It has rave reviews. It's a product that I never even really promote, but that people keep reordering and has become a bestseller. We're very close to selling out Pollen Block right now. It'll take 8 weeks to get more in, but despite that, I'm going to sell it at 50% off until it sells out. So for those of you that have never ordered it and been on the fence and have seasonal discomfort, experience Pollen Block for yourself right now at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Pollen Block. I want people that haven't tried it to try it for themselves, so it's the lowest price ever, even though it's selling out. Please remember that we have a lot of great products that have been out of stock, back in stock, like krill oil. We have the ultimate krill oil. If you don't know the benefits of krill oil, it's incredible. Everything in your body, for your heart, your skin, your libido, your stamina, your dreams. Take one of these before you go to sleep. It's well known. Experience it for yourself. InfoWarsStore.com. X2 sold out for months. Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, back in stock, 50% off. Vaso Beats, back in stock, 50% off. Vitamineral Fusion, back in stock, 50% off. Real Red Pill, Red Red Pill Plus, with all the vitamins and minerals and the pregnenolone. That's close to selling out. Both formulas were really close to selling out. Real Red Pill Plus, it's got some stimulant in it, natural caffeine. That's close to selling out. 50% off still. InfoWarsStore.com, and we're already talking to our suppliers, and some of them are saying we may not take orders in a few months, so I may not ever be able to get products again. Things are collapsing so bad, folks. This is total depression. The infrastructure is going down. Get the products while you still can. What InfoWars has been able to do, thanks to your support and your prayers and your word of mouth, has been nothing short of historic and truly epic. This is the battle for the future of humanity. And now, open world government is being established with an end game to depopulate the planet. Now, the internal operations of the globalists are being externalized. You must decide which side you're on. Living in denial, having mass Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness will only deliver you into misery, destruction, and finally, death. And this is a spiritual death we're talking about, not just a physical death. The delusions must end now. InfoWars was correct about it all, and we have come so far by exposing the enemy. Most people that are aware of the New World Order decide to join it out of fear. They are truly fools. We must fight this or lose our souls.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
War Room is Raw, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. I'm just going through all the news here in the break, and I mean, I'm just going to take a deep breath here, folks. I'm just going to calm down. I'm not going to get mad. I'm not going to rant and rave. But I'm just kind of sick of living in the clown world. I'm sick of saying, I told you so. And I'm sick of feeling like an idiot because we just keep walking down this path. And even though we know where it leads and we know all the booby traps and we've seen it before and we have the blueprint and everything, we just walk right into the trap and just walk right into the blade and just walk right into the shackles and just walk right into the pit and, you know, just walk right into the mouth of the beast. But, you know, Fauci says it's for your own good, and Bill Gates wears a pink sweater, and Warren Buffett eats ice cream, and so it's all good. And, you know, it's actually funny because where can they go from here? They've pretty much hoaxed everything. They've hoaxed a gang rape. They've hoaxed a collusion with a foreign country. They've hoaxed a global pandemic. What? Where do they go from here? What can they hoax? I mean, literally, what could they hoax next? They've faked death. I mean, seriously, like, let's go down the list. I mean, because that's where I have to go today, folks, because otherwise I'm just going to get too serious and I'm just going to start screaming and shouting because that's how serious this really is right now. But I just don't feel like doing that today. But I was sarcastically saying this, but I also was serious. It was after I was talking to some of the people after the Shelley Luther protest. And I don't think anybody filmed this last week. They were just at, people were just asking me, Owen, it's like, what's going to happen next? Like, what do we do? And I said, you know, I say this kind of tongue in cheek, but I've also realized the reality that this is, they may fake an alien invasion. And it was so funny hearing Alex talk about that today. Because folks, that's really what they might do next. And I actually analyzed the whole thing. Because you look at everything that's come out of the Navy in recent years and how it's the Navy that's saying, oh, yeah, we're contacting aliens and we've got this footage and they're releasing it. And then it's the Pentagon also saying, yeah, we know about extraterrestrial life and this is going on. And so, I mean, they may, folks, look. I don't even know how to properly measure this, okay? They faked a moon landing. So I'm just telling you, they'll fake anything. And it's just so amazing. People are probably freaking out. They can't fake a moon landing. Folks, it's well known they faked the moon landing. If you're freaking out about me saying that like I'm crazy, I mean, and that's why this is so frustrating, folks. It's like getting laughed out of Thanksgiving dinner because I told everyone Trump's going to win. It's like, Bill Gates isn't going to release a bioweapon. Okay, well, what do you want me to tell you when, you know, people are actually keeling over and dying? And then you know it's a bioweapon. But it won't matter then. So you see, they're holding the gun to your head right now. And maybe they are literally holding this gun to Trump's head behind the scenes saying, look, you know what? We got a deadly bioweapon. It'll kill 6 million tomorrow. So you better go in goose step because you know what? We still need some of these humans as like batteries to power our new world order. So we don't want to murder everyone, but yeah, we will. And so Trump's just like, well, all right, just hoping the people see it. But you just think about all the history, all the human history and the rise and fall of civilizations. We're in the fall of a civilization, folks. And our civilization has fallen. We still have a flag and we still have our freedoms. At least we're grabbing onto them for dear life right now. But if we don't, see, it's like, there I go. It's like, I don't want to say this, but it's just true. If we don't fight for these freedoms, if we don't reclaim our republic, I mean, I'm not calling for an armed revolution, but if there's not an armed revolution, folks, you can kiss America goodbye. It's over. It's done. Obama got away with treason. They got away with the whole thing. Look at how quickly Obamagate came and went. And look at what the president has done since Obamagate. He's had a press conference on coronavirus. and testing. I mean, I'm not trying to be pessimistic, folks. It's just, I just can't. I'm just, it's like the fact that we put up with this at all is a joke. It's like yesterday they announced, I saw this yesterday, and I sent the screen capture to my producer, Scott, here, but because they deleted the tweet. Huawei tweets out, misinformation on COVID-19 is hitting African-American, Asian, Hispanic, rural, and low-income Americans hard. See, it's everything but white. It's all about attacking the white man. And then Huawei is sponsoring this with Van Jones and others, how to keep Americans healthy, but specifically minorities, because those are the ones dying. Even though Asians make up the majority of the world population by far, and Italy got hurt with this the most, at least on official numbers and data, per capita, which you would probably describe as white people. But it doesn't matter because, you see, this coronavirus pandemic has gotten into everyone's lives. And so now they can just use it to inject their propaganda wherever they want, which means, hey, coronavirus is happening. Let's make the white man bad again.
Owen, it's everywhere that has the most tests has the most COVID because it tests for regular coronavirus that's the cold. It's all a giant fraud. That's why it's the old people, because they're only testing people that die. Papayas and goats in Tanzania tested positive. It's all a hoax.
Yes, I'm covering the hoax, but I'm saying how Huawei is now saying it's not a hoax. Huawei says it's not a hoax, but then Huawei canceled their event because, well, everybody knows Huawei is a Chinese state operation.
Go back to your guess. Notice China is already trying to say it's back again. Exactly. This is total horse crap.
Well, they're going to release the real bioweapon, and then they'll release the alien race, and they'll probably be the ones to save us, and the aliens will say Trump is bad. And so then Bill Gates won't have to face up for any of this stuff because the aliens will come. And even though it'll probably be a Bill Gates hologram, it'll be a Bill Gates hologram. But Bill Gates will talk to the aliens and they'll only talk to Bill Gates. And the aliens say that, you know, Bill Gates vaccines is good and that the coronavirus actually didn't come from China. It actually came from space. Yes, folks, it's a space virus. So stop blaming China, and it's Trump's fault for blaming China. And literally now the Washington Post is actually saying that. Here's the headline. Trump fueled suspicion of Wuhan lab ensnares New York nonprofit researching bat coronaviruses. So it's like, hey, we're researching with these viruses in a lab. And then, oops, they escaped from the lab. And, well, Trump hasn't said anything about it, but his supporters have. So we're just going to blame Trump anyway. And if you dare say any of that, we're just going to go ahead and censor you off the internet. Okay? Now, shut up and take your vaccine or death and suffering is inevitable because Gates and Fauci told me. Okay? So you're just a peon. You're not a human anymore.
It took hundreds and hundreds of years of human civilization to build up the world economy to where it is. Every economist is on record saying that as this economy has been shut down for 2 months, it is going to be a death sentence to the third world and a horrible, nightmarish collapse for the first world, and that the general public is going to go into deep, deep debt to the mega banks. They're not going to have medical ID cards, forced inoculations. We are now in a giant dystopia. But a lot of people are waking up, and there is a major backlash taking place against this tyranny, and we must all rediscover our Bill of Rights, rediscover our Constitution and our backbone, and start saying no to people who take this moral high ground and say, shut your business down, shut your life down, it'll save lives. No, it's caused millions to already starve to death, tens of millions more. So the cowards who went along with this with your virtue signaling, you have destroyed your life and our lives. Congratulations.
I don't have to tell you that we are in the most important point in human history. The globalists have taken the gloves off and they've taken the mask off. And they're like, yeah, you're taking implantable chips. Yeah, we're into pedophilia. Yeah, we're into world government. Yeah, you're obsolete. You are non-essential.
we are shutting your ass down. Yeah, we told you don't be farmers and don't be ranchers and don't work in industry anymore. You're going to be the service economy. And now the globalists are telling you that there's no more service economy and you're obsolete. So you better bow down to them and get your universal pittance income so they can dictate your life. The handcuffs are going on right now. We have to resist and say no to the New World Order. And that takes you understanding you were right and understanding I was right and getting in people's faces and raising the alarm now while you still can. Now is the time for action. Now is the time for you to shine and be the Paul Revere's you know you are. Feudalism in the ancient world, from Asia to Europe, from Africa to Latin America, was the most common form of government. You had a ruling class, the nobility, with a king and queen sitting on top of it, and the rest of the public were kept at a subsistence, starving level for control. In fact, in most cultures, they called the peasants the little people because they were usually a foot or more shorter than the lords and ladies because they kept them, again, at a starving level. They were so busy trying to survive, they would never try to challenge the entrenched elite. Well, now all the big Google owners and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, the Jeff Bezos of the world, they're sitting back on their giant estates with their jet helicopters and private jets, living the life, laughing at you, shut down, going bankrupt in the third world, starving to death. Their religion is power and control, and they are pressing that advantage against us. We must break free from these monsters. This is the end, my friends, my only friends, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion, it's all over, ladies and gentlemen. Because there was only the mirage of safety. Movies and partying and living like children, never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. And InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Donald J. Trump is president of the United States.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, my next guest you may recognize. He has been featured in videos that I've shot in Dallas outside of the NRA convention. He was outside of the jail where they were holding Shelley Luther just the other night. And then you didn't know this, but I did until today. He was just retweeted by President Trump this week as well. And so that was wild. He actually gave me, I think it was, to me, it was the first release of a brand new hat and foam finger that he's selling at his website there, AmericoLLC.com. And I was just talking to him last week, and he was telling me how he's like one of the most banned people on the internet. And I said, hey, buddy, I'm one of the most banned people on the internet. You're going to have to put your money where your mouth is. And he said, well, fine. Sent me all the emails. And sure enough, folks, not only are all of his social media accounts getting banned, his company that just sells hats and foam fingers gets banned everywhere, too. Now, he's going to have a hard time talking to us, Josh Madsen, because he has his censorship tape over his mouth. But there you go. There's the banned content right there. You're not allowed to see it. So I've got the whole thing banned on Amazon, Twitter, and everything. I mean, this I got a stack here. So Josh, what is going on? You're not allowed to sell products. You're not allowed to sell foam fingers. You're not allowed to sell a hat. You're totally banned everywhere. You get the retweet from the president, and then they hit you with more bans.
Dude, yeah, man. Sorry, I'm on a little delay here. But yeah, I get hit with more bans. Man, dude. I couldn't believe it. Like, two of the greatest things that ever happened to me have just happened in the last couple days. And it was Trump retweeting my tweet that they were banning all of the things, like over 3 million tweets that I was keeping up with throughout the night. They banned over 3 million that were just trending like crazy. And then you gave me an email, man. And you're a man of your word, Owen, and Alex is a man of your word, and InfoWars is just where, you know, I'm in the fight too, man. And we got to expose this crazy censorship that's going for what I align with and what I say. I mean, it's outrageous the way I'm being treated. And there is no place where you can even voice your discrepancy with these people. That you don't have a telephone number you can call. You don't have a face-to-face person that you can talk with, like an actual person that's not, you know, from another country who's a freaking robot. You know what I mean? Like, they don't have that stuff. And that's their tact, you know? That's
all right. We're going to get, hey, let's get reconnected with you real quick. Your Skype connection is dropping out. We're going to get reconnected. And so I just want folks to know what happened here, at least recently on his Twitter account. Now, again, he has made some Trump hats and foam fingers and stuff that he just markets online. And he's been stopped and censored from just doing that in the past. And so he's been stopped from using Amazon and other such platforms to sell his merchandise when he tries to make accounts just to, you know, put up places. They censor and ban that as well. He's been banned Facebook, Google, eBay, OfferUp, Wish, 5 Mile, Pinterest, Amazon, Top Hatter, Poshmark, Letgo, Instagram, Zazzle. I mean, it's just all of them. And so then he gets retweeted by the president, and I was actually really proud of you, Josh, because you were smart and you're a free market capitalist. So as soon as the president retweeted you, you hit the pavement hard. Of course you do. That's a capitalist thing. You know, my name's in the news. It's hot right now. I'm gonna hit the pavement. I'm gonna take advantage. So you were on Twitter promoting your hats, your foam fingers, which again I was grateful enough to I think get the first release last week. I probably should have brought it in. It's sitting in my movie room right now. The foam finger is a nice accent, I will tell you. But so you're hitting the pavement hard, the digital pavement hard, after the Trump retweet, and boom, they take your account.
Oh, yeah. Dang it, man. I think it's raining in Austin right now, man. It's raining up here in Dallas too, so it's a little lag. But yeah, you got the first release, man. I mean, you know, it's something that I feel passionate about. I don't care, like you and Alex, everybody says up there, I don't care about the fame. I don't care about the money. I just want to win, bro. If we don't win, we're screwed. We are so screwed, man. We are, and that's why I'm in this fight, man. I don't care about anything. I just want to get the message out there. And I thought that by doing this and making this own thing would get the message out there to give some flash and zazzle and some just some pep in the step for everyone to just get behind this force that we're creating, man. You know, and I don't care about putting my name on the dang thing. I only had to put my name on it because that was one of the terms and conditions I had to do to even sell on Amazon. You know, I'll put InfoWars on it, man, and put it on your store. I don't care. You know,
that's the only thing that would probably get you banned quicker.
Right. I don't care, man. And see, I'm rocking my hat right here, bro, because they're holding my supplies at the fulfillment center hostage. They won't release them to me. You know, so it's like my only venue is to sell it on Amazon.
So wait a second. So yeah, what are you going through right now? I would imagine you had a massive influx of orders after the retweet and then the censorship made it hard to deliver. So what's going on with that?
Oh, dude. Yeah, let's get on the first topic. Okay, so Twitter, dude, it's a 5-year-old account. Okay, I've had it. You know, I just, you know, a little tweet here, see what's in the news, funny memes, blah, blah, blah. So I saw that Obamagate was trending and I was like, okay, let's see what's up. So I'm sitting there, I'm checking the trends. It's going from thousands to millions to double millions, just getting crazy. And I'm like, okay, I'm about to join this fight. So I just start freaking going at it. Boom, 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 boom. And then I see that Trump was up. So I go, all right, Mr. T, let's check this out. Boom. And I slammed it on his page. And he's a true man of the people, bro. He listens to you. He reads his tweets, man. Like, I'm proof of it. And he went through it, and he was like, man, I like that. Bam! And he just dropped that thing. I went from, like, an hour to, like, 1,000 followers, man. Just shot up. Man, I got, like, it's still popping off on my phone. Like, but it's censored. So I can't refresh anything. I can't see any news. Like, my last bit of news was Mike Cernovich, because I follow Mike and I follow Savannah and I follow Harrison. I only follow like 12 people. And so, you know, it just got slammed, man. And then, yeah, on the Amazon thing, it's ridiculous. Everyone doesn't speak English. They talk to me like you're a robot. They suspend all my ads. Like, dude, you cannot advertise this, period. You can't advertise on Facebook. You can't advertise on Google. You can't advertise on Amazon. And those are the major selling platforms where people get their sales out, you know? And
especially right now, when people can't even go shop anywhere else, people are having to shut down all kinds of different things, mom and pop shops, online shops as well. And so you're just saying, okay, all the traffic's on Amazon, all the traffic's on Twitter, I'm going to plug there, and you're not even allowed to sell a hat and a foam finger. You are a thought criminal for selling a foam finger now. That's a crime. It's a crime to sell a foam finger.
Dude, it is, man. It is. And I think it's really cool, man. That's why I made it. I just thought it was cool, you know, and I was like, dude, let's try it, you know? So I designed it. I designed it for like a couple months. I talked to some suppliers here in the U.S., but dude, you cannot get this made in the U.S., period. All of our manufacturing's gone. It's gone.
But your products are made in the U.S.
No. You can't get it made in the U.S.
Wow.
No one will make it. No one will make it. And then if someone does,
all right, let's come right back. Come right back for a segment. I want to ask you one more question. We'll be right back about this. But folks, you can't even make products in the United States, and then you can't even market them either. You get nothing.
As I record this announcement, there's only 1 week left in the biggest sale yet of 2020. We will not have this sale that's going on right now in May until our Christmas sale comes up. All of our best-selling supplements are 30% to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me just hone in on one of the products, DNA Force Plus. It's got high-quality PQQ, CoQ10, and then a bunch of other natural ingredients that are known to supercharge the effects of that. Learn what PQQ and CoQ10 can do for you, no matter how old you are, no matter what color you are, no matter where you live in the world. It works the same on everybody. It's known to be able to regrow nerves. It's designed so that your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, makes them shrink slower, which is basically the same thing. DNA Force Plus is 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio passed laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus. Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we, the people, are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and InfoWars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker. It's Tuesday morning as I record this important announcement at my kitchen table to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. We're running the biggest sale we've had yet of the year. We won't have a sale this big until our Christmas sale. It's all of our best-selling high-quality supplements for 30 to 60% off. 50% off X2. It's back in stock. 60% off the 8-pack Power Stack. That's our best deal. That's an amazing product. 50% off DNA Force Plus. 40% off Vaso Beats. 50% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion. 50% off Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, despite the fact that it's close to selling out. This is all available at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products, and they also fund the InfoWar, which makes them even more amazing. Ultimate Krill Oil, highest quality you're going to find. Incredible benefits. It's back in stock. 50% off. Take action now. Make your life better and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run, it'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around, goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said, on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crises going on, get your storable food now.
Infowars.com/show.
All right, my crew wanted to ask the guest what he's vaping, but I'm not going to waste our time with that question. For whatever reason, the crew was interested in that. Apparently, he takes record-long vape hits during the break. They thought the camera was froze, and apparently, he was just taking the same vape hit. But that's neither here nor there. Josh Madsen, I wanted to go through this one more time, folks, because he sent me all this. So here's the hat and the foam finger right here. Let me get a dot cam. By the way, he did give this. He did gift these to me last week. Very high quality. The foam finger, man, it's the classic foam finger. I mean, it is the classic foam finger you got with your father at the ball game in the bleachers while you were spilling the ketchup from the hot dog all over your shirt. Everybody remembers that. And that's the classic foam finger that is now illegal and banned. And so he sent me all this. Trump hat banned. And it's just everywhere, folks. So first he has the struggle of he can't even make the hat in America. But then he wants to promote the Trump hat. eBay, nope, not allowed to promote. Instagram, nope, not allowed to promote. Google, product data disapproved. Again, folks, this is for trying to sell a hat. And just says, make America great again. OfferUp app, denied. Violates guidelines. Let Go app, removed. Community guidelines. Wish, pending for months. All it had a picture of a red hat. And never enrolled him. I'm going on here. Pinterest, removed, rejected, all sales and promotion. Amazon, over 40 ad campaigns suspended and deleted for a foam finger. And then Facebook, disabled all of his accounts, which were already selling these items. So Josh, what happened to the items that you were selling that were sold, and then I guess you couldn't actually make the sale? They blocked you from having the sale?
Yeah. So I've actually had a couple customers that have gotten back to me, and some of them were actual businesses that wanted to buy them and you know, promote them in their stores. And so they buy them in bulk, right? They got Amazon business class or whatever. And so they go and buy them. And, you know, they buy 20 or whatever, and it never makes it to their house. And it goes back into the fulfillment center. And then, look, check this out. I'm not even refunded my Amazon fees because they
take a cut. So Amazon is literally hoarding your product.
Right. They don't want it out. They don't want it out. You know,
they
give me this. Yeah, dude, they give me so much BS. I have emails upon emails saying that, it's because of the Trump silhouette. You know, it's got his silhouette, like, you know, the Hitchcock, Alfred Hitchcock, or it says USA number one on it. And they get me under some technicality, like you can't put number one on your product or something like that. Dude, they just give me so much BS, man. And they can do it, right? They can just do it. They can just do it.
And they now have the market totally cornered. And even it's even worse now during this coronavirus shutdown. And then, folks, the big moment when they really, I mean, so it's like, so he's not even, so Josh is not even allowed to live, really. You're not allowed to exist. You're not allowed to promote. You're not allowed to sell anything. You thought you had a free market capitalist society. You don't. No. You can't make your hat in China, or you can't make your hat in America. You can't sell your hat in America, but they'll take your money and your blood, sweat, and tears along the way. And then when you get involved in a Twitter trend, hashtag Obamagate, well, then they just censor you after you get retweeted by the president. So quite a life there, Josh.
Right. Break up big tech, man. And that's what it is. And that's what Alex always reiterates, man, is that you got to make your own. You got to make your own platforms, man. You know, because what these guys do, they get you in. They get you in. Right. And they get your information. They get your firstborn. They get a drop of freaking blood, man. And then once they get everyone, then they can control you. That's what they do. And, you know, and they want all your info, bro. They want your ID. They want your birth certificate. They want your address. Man, why do you want my address, bro? Like, I came up in the day when it wasn't safe to put your name out on the internet and stuff like that. That's what I, you know, and it's not, man. You're getting people getting doxxed. You're getting people showing up to their house harassing you. Like,
oh, yeah. Look,
that,
look, these activated leftists are sharing that information any which way they can. And that's a whole nother issue, quite frankly, but absolutely 100%. But there you go, folks. So can people still go order the foam finger and hat combo, or what's your current status?
Please try. I mean, that's it. Look, see, like you go to search on Google, right? And you want to find a roofing company or something like that. Do you go to the 18th page to find a roofing company? No, you don't. You go to the first page. What page am I on with my hat? Sometimes I'm not even there. I'll scroll to the 50th page. I'm not even there. You know, and that's because I have no reviews. I can't get any reviews on my product on Amazon. It doesn't show up anywhere. I can't run ads, so I can't just pop up, you know, because with sponsored ads, it'll pop up, you know, because you're paying per click, right? So it pops up at the top. That won't even show up, you know? So I am basically non-existent. So if you just type in Trump 2020 hat and foam finger, try that and you'll see it. Right. Or go to AmericoLLC.com. You can buy it off there. But, you know, if you go on Amazon, we'll see if we can get it to rank organically.
AmericoLLC.com. That's the safest bet, it sounds like.
Yes, sir.
OK.
Yes, sir.
Well, here's the deal. I've got a band foam finger and hat. All right. And so, look, I've got like the ultimate rarity here, novelty collection, foam finger, Trump foam finger. I've got one of the most banned foam fingers, if not the most banned foam finger in world history, folks. I mean, I challenge someone to tell me a more banned foam finger than the USA number one Trump 2020 foam finger from AmericoLLC.com. I think that this is the number one most banned foam finger in the world. I am lucky enough to possess one. It nicely decorates my movie theater room, and so I thank you for that gift, Josh. So thank you.
You're welcome, Owen, man. I love you, brother, and I love everyone up there, dude. Straight up, like we're gonna beat this, man. Like, I don't know what's gonna happen at the end of this, but if you want a war, you got damn right, you got one. Woo!
There he is, ladies and gentlemen, Josh Madsen. I can assure you, quite a character, quite a character. And the foam finger really, I think, accentuates his character, folks. And he has a nice smile, too, because he obviously uses super blue toothpaste from InfoWarsStore.com. But look, ladies and gentlemen, Josh's story, I think, is very important because just like Josh has been rejected from being able to sell his hats and foam fingers and market them on the internet and even have a Twitter account, even though there's demand, there's demand for a Trump hat. There's demand for a Trump foam finger. He's had orders. They just won't allow him on these marketplaces. Well, the same thing goes for InfoWars. The same thing goes for Trump. The same thing goes for an American Revolution. There's a huge demand for this swamp to be drained. There's a huge demand and support for Trump. But see, the establishment is doing everything they can to just reject the demand, to just say, no. Your demand is a farce. Your demand is illegitimate, and we dominate you. Oh, you want to reopen? You want to go back to work? You want to make money to feed your family and provide for your family and have a future and own property? No, you don't get that. You don't get that. You don't get that prosperity. But it's the same thing, folks. That's fascism. That's socialism. That's communism. We want free market capitalism, which is, hey, I'm going to make a product. I'm going to market it. I'm going to sell it. There's a demand for it. I'm going to be smart in my marketing. I'm going to hit the pavement. I'm going to hit the digital marketplace, and we're going to see how it goes. And then they step in and they say, no, you can't do that. You're not allowed to promote that. We're killing your country. We're killing your freedom. The free market is racist and bigoted. Sit down and shut up. And so unless we fight against it, folks, that's just going to be the future. And it's not one I want. And so, you know, InfoWars is fighting it. You know, this audience is fighting it. You know, the guests that we have on it are fighting it. And you know how you can support our fight in that. And that's going to InfoWarsStore.com, where there are all kinds of specials happening right now. You saw our last guest with the InfoWars limited edition hat. You can't find that hat anymore. That hat sold out and gone. I don't know. Maybe we need to do another limited edition hat. The I Stand With Trump t-shirt, also InfoWarsStore.com. The flags. But folks, get your supplements. Try the DNA Force Plus. It's amazing. Try the Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's game-changing. Try the Real Red Pill, the Real Red Pill Plus. Try the Turbo Force for an energy drink. If you like energy drinks, folks, the Turbo Force is much healthier, okay? It doesn't have all the sugar. It doesn't have the high fructose corn syrup. It doesn't have all the acid. It does have some sugar, but it's, folks, minuscule compared to what you get in the acidic energy drinks. And it gives you long-lasting energy without the crash. That's Turbo Force from InfoWarsStore.com. The Super Male Vitality is back in stock and on sale. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And that is how you support everything we do here.
This is the end, my friends. My only friends, the end. Of our elaborate plans, the end. Of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion. It's all over, ladies and gentlemen. Because there was only the mirage of safety. Movies and partying and living like children. Never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity. Because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom, and InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers. I was talking to my wife tonight, and I was saying our economy slowing down and shutting down is like shooting a deer, and it runs 100 yards before it knows it's been shot, and then it finally dies. She said, well, yeah, when I grew up in Omaha, Nebraska, one time there was an argument in the street, and another man shot another man in the head, and the man that got shot in the head had blood pouring out a huge hole, and he was holding it, and he walked around gibbering, talking nonsense for about 60 seconds, and then just fell over dead. Well, that's what's going to happen with our economy. It is in cardiac arrest. This has been done by design, and the UN, the Chi-Coms, the mainstream media orchestrated it, hyped it, and tried to keep the economy closed. So remember, the depression that's coming and the third world collapse is all on the UN, on Bill and Melinda Gates, on Obama, on Hillary, on Biden, on the Democrats. We tried to stop it. We tried to fight it. But you guys said you wanted to wreck America and the world, and now you've done it. Congratulations.
InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
It really is tyranny flexing its muscle, isn't it? To just come out and show us the fascism that they've built overnight. I can't believe this, folks. And it just, you know, look, the average person that volunteers at the ACLU is probably well-meaning and just clueless. But, you know, I get these updates and everything from the ACLU, and I get this text today. I mean, I'll give this two honks for this text. Hi, Owen, it's Julia with ACLU People Power. McDonald's workers are on the front lines during the COVID-19 pandemic. Yet the vast majority of workers do not have access to paid sick or family leave. That means that if an employee starts to feel COVID-19 symptoms, they must choose between safeguarding their own health and the health of others or potentially losing their job. Nobody should have to make this choice. Will you call and demand that McDonald's give all workers paid sick and family leave now? So I responded. So Americans' rights are being violated across the nation, and you text me about McDonald's. Funny enough, she actually responded. And she goes, well, today it's McDonald's. Oh. So I said, well, when is it the American civil liberties that are being violated? What about the small businesses that get shut down and can never reopen? I haven't had a McDonald's sandwich this year. Let me ask the crew. Crew, has anybody had a McDonald's sandwich this year? Or a chicken nugget? Anybody? Bueller? No one in my crew's had a McDonald's sandwich. Hey, look, I'm not even trying to attack McDonald's or McDonald's workers. It's just, see, it's all about buying into the panic, and then you need daddy there to bail you out. It's like, oh, I'm scared of the coronavirus because the TV told me to be. Oh, okay, well, then you're going to have to stay home from work and, pretty much lose your income and can't afford rent or to feed your family anymore. But, hey, yeah, good job stopping the spread. Well, oh, crap. Well, I demand money then. I demand money. I demand money now. Producer Scott wants to weigh in on this, it looks like. Did you get a text from Julia from McDonald's? Or, I mean, ACLU too?
No, but I have had McDonald's this year.
Sit down.
I had my first two burgers on Sunday when I was coming in to do Alex's show.
Did you do that just to be on record?
No, I'm just telling you that I have had McDonald's this year. It was quick and easy. There's one right next to the office.
Would you like to get on your knees and thank McDonald's for being on the front lines?
Oh, no, never. We're not doing that.
Well, I mean, they obviously saved your life. You would have starved to death.
Well, no, there's a Wendy's too, but they're on a side of beef, so.
No, you would have starved to death if it wasn't for McDonald's. Say it right now.
No, there's Popeyes too, right over there. Could have got any of them.
You're really hurting Julia with ACLU People Power's feelings right now.
Well, the ACLU sucks. Until they actually stand up for free speech, the right to bear arms, things like that, they're not what they say they are.
Meanwhile, the mom and pop restaurants that haven't been open for 2-3 months can't afford to reopen. And so those employees are permanently let go. But don't worry, the ACLU is not fighting for them because they're not big business like McDonald's. And so again, all these people sit here and say, we're for the average American. We're for small business. We're for freedom. We're for all this crap. And then when Amazon takes over and Microsoft takes over and McDonald's takes over, they're all sitting on their hands and knees begging for a bailout and thanking these overlords. But here's what's sickening about the whole thing, folks. It's all predicated on a big lie. It's all predicated on fear. Oh my gosh, I work at McDonald's and I just got a cough. Can I go to work? Folks, I can't even do my community service and I can't even hear from the DC court either. They don't know what the hell's going on. I can't do community service. It's all shut down. Oh, and if you've ever had a COVID-19 symptom, you can't do it. And then I'm like, hey, I can't do community service. What am I supposed to do? And they're like, well, I don't know. Stay safe.
The panic that has been orchestrated by the global corporatist media and the Chi-Coms is going to now trigger a worldwide depression. In fact, we're already into the worldwide depression and the death sentence for the third world. But it's critical to understand
that the longer the shutdown persists, the worse it's going to be. A month of shutdown will destroy decades of wealth that's been built up in a complex economy. That's why we've always said it's important to be a prepper and to be somewhat self-sufficient, because the globalists want to make us all dependent so that we're under their control. They've admitted all of this. So remember, how does InfoWars continue years and decades, in many cases, to be able to predict things before they happen? Because we're following the globalist blueprint and their battle plan. And yes, it's dystopic, and yes, it's scary. But denying it and letting them carry it out is 1,000 times more scary. It's time to stop the denial and realize what's really happening.
It really is an amazing time to be alive. Welcome back to the InfoWars. War Room is raw, and I'm just sitting here again today just watching this fraud, Fauci, just wanting to give him a knuckle sandwich. And just thinking, you know, Just let me know when the boogaloo happens, all right? Peace. Peace. It's like, you know, we're ready to go, just... When you're done being dominated by scum like Fauci and Gates and Schumer and Pelosi, and, you know, I'll be over here. Just let me know. Just peace till then. It's like watching this, all these congressmen and women have their masks on. I'm just like, oh, my God. Oh, the humanity. And so that's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter that the whole thing is being proven we were lied to the whole time. Now you have to wear your mask. It's like, I can't even, folks, you can't even go mulch a garden for like another 2 months in Texas. Because the wildlife reserves have totally shut down. And so because of coronavirus, we're not mulching anymore. I mean, hey. You know, because of the coronavirus, I've decided I'm just not going to go to the bathroom anymore, because it increases the risk of coronavirus. No, I mean, I'm serious. I mean, I've read studies that opening your sphincter actually increases the risk of coronavirus. So I'm no longer going to be doing the duty. Because I'm afraid of coronavirus. So it doesn't matter that my intestines are going to get backed up and I'll, you know, internally fail and die. At least I didn't get coronavirus. So yeah, I'll be constipated with crap up to my heart and I'll die, but I didn't get coronavirus. I stayed safe. I stopped the spread. And that's all that really matters, isn't it? But isn't that the perfect analogy? Because you're literally going to explode from a buildup of ish, from a buildup of you know what, that's what this is. We're going to explode from the buildup of this crap, because that's all it is. But see, then there's those mad scientists, criminals, Bill Gates and Fauci and co, and the Wuhan lab. In fact, you know, and I go back to the interview I did with Francis Boyle. He was so spot on. And this is why, look, I don't want to attack Trump. It's just like, we can... So here it is. Here's InfoWars, next year's news today. Like, here's the whole run of the mill that we always go through here, because, you know, it's just fun. It's just fun to do the same thing over and over again. You know, that's not insane at all. Shut down, just like Francis Boyle said 3 months ago when I interviewed him. Shut down every, level 4 bioresearch lab in the world now. Shut them all down now. See, like, think about it. The virus comes out of a lab. And then what's the response? Oh, you're shut down, not the lab. No, you are shut down, not the lab where it came out of, not the scientists that made it. I mean, that's a damn crime against the world, folks. They penetrated your body with a man-made virus, and they're gearing up to do it again. Except this time it won't have a little splice of HIV. It'll be like HIV, Ebola, SARS, anthrax, meant to kill you deader than a hammer. And then they'll say, see, Gates and Fauci warned us. It's all your fault for wanting to be free. No, it's our fault for not arresting your asses. And it's whoever you want to blame. Trump, head of this, I don't care. Shut down all bio level four research labs now. Or guess what? Pandemic two, as Bill Gates has told you, will come out of another research lab, and it will be the real one. And it will be the 2 million killer that they told you the coronavirus would be. Or we're all lucky and these mad scientists cannot create a deadly virus that they would like to create to kill us all, which they may have just tried and failed. And since we didn't roll out the Huawei 5G in the United States, they didn't turn it on and zap us to open up our cells to mutate. And it doesn't matter that they now have all the studies that say if you got the vaccine for the flu, you actually have an increased risk of getting coronavirus. And so, you know, I just live in the real world. And that's why it sucks to step outside of the door and go into a grocery store and seeing everybody wearing masks and loving it. But so where does this all really kick off? Something has got to give. Kind of like the Huawei panel with Van Jones to talk about COVID-19 misinformation got canceled. Wow, no kidding? With Will.i.am, the big celeb. I'm Will.i.am. Let's get retarded. Oh, that's right, because Will.i.am is allowed to sing Let's Get Retarded on a song, but I can't say it on the air, even though I'm using the verb, and he's using the noun. But forget about it. It doesn't even matter. Will.i.am is a god and a philanthropist who wants to inject you with a vaccine, who probably pays for vaccines in Africa with all his philanthropy, and probably tied into Bill Gates there, too. And he probably don't even know the difference because he's a musical genius. So he doesn't even know about the vaccines killing all the kids in Africa, which he would probably call his homeland, even though he got rich and famous in America. But he's all part of the Huawei panel on misinformation. And then, oops, it got canceled because what? Huawei's an enemy of the United States and a Chinese propaganda operative. Oh, you signed on to that, didn't you? And then you're going to have Van Jones on the misinformation panel. Even though Van Jones runs around New York City talking about how Russian collusion is fake news right before he goes on air and tells you how Russian collusion is the number one story. And then CNN gets awards for reporting on Russian collusion, even though the whole thing has been proven a lie and it's actually going to lead to treason against Obama. But we don't have enough men in this country to actually arrest his ass. And we just say that's how it is. And we just continue to lose our country because of it. So there you go. Shut down every... Folks, it'll happen either this year, the next year, this decade, the next decade. Shut down every level 4 bio research lab in the world or another virus will come out of that lab and it will maybe kill millions, but it'll kill our freedoms no matter how many it kills. And that's what's really been exhibited here. So your small business, dead. You can't reopen. You get fined. But Walmart and Amazon, richer than ever. I don't even want to make it about bashing Walmart and Amazon. But this is literal fascism. And it's all the anti-fascist left bringing it in. What did Reagan say? Communism will come in the name of liberalism, right? That's what he said, isn't it? It's never been more true. It gets more true every damn day. And it's just like you're sitting here watching this saying, how can these people that cry about Trump and fascism and all this stuff and centralized power and the rich getting more powerful, and then they're literally sitting here bringing it all in. They're literally sitting here giving you the fascism, taking away your rights, making you poor, giving that power to centralized government. I mean, everything they claim to fight, they stand for. They're the most racist people I've ever seen in my life. Anything and everything they do, they point and say white people are bad. I mean, Anthony Fauci half the time is talking about on his hearing today how it's black people and brown people being affected by this. Yeah, because you're starving them out because you shut down the economy.
I've hunted a lot of big game at long distances with high caliber rifles. And when you shoot an elk at, say, 600 yards, even if you hit them right in the heart, they'll still run 50, 60, 70, maybe 100 yards. They've got that adrenaline pumping through their arteries and through their veins. But all of a sudden, they slow down. They realize what's happened. They fall over and they die. Then you go bag them and haul them back in. Well, that's what's going to happen to the entire world now. And that's what the economic numbers show, is that we've been shot right in the heart. And for the first world, it's going to mean a long, horrible depression and a lot of death. Well, for the third world, it's going to mean probably over 100 million dead, according to the UN, and I believe their numbers, because it's the very UN that's orchestrated this to depopulate the third world. So to all the leftists that thought it was their revolution to get rid of Trump, you're a bunch of suckers, and you bought into something bigger than what Hitler did.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
Triple eight two five three thirty one three nine. InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm cutting this ad on May 10th, 2020. And within a week or so, many of the best-selling items that we're selling at InfoWarsStore.com will no longer be at 50% off. In fact, last year I said I can't do 50% off anymore because our markup just isn't enough for us to be able to get enough profit to operate this operation. But I want you to get the ultimate krill oil. I want you to get Vaso Beats. I want you to get DNA Force Plus. I want you to experience X2. I want you to get Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus. They're all in stock right now, and they're 30 to 60% off. More than 20 items are 50% off right now, but we're going to have to end the sale on most items in about a week because a lot of the products are getting close to selling out, like Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, and Vaso Beats. So take action, be healthier, boost your body's natural defenses, and fund the InfoWar, getting these great products at InfoWarsStore.com.
We are 170 days out from the 2020 election. It is a referendum of national sovereignty against globalism. And Obama, Hillary, and the deep state have been caught attempting to overthrow President Trump's election. And they've been caught in two separate coup attempts against the president. Now, they've been pushing COVID-19 to shut down the economy and create a depression, while China's already been open for business for more than a month. This is an ongoing globalist attempt to punish the American people, wreck our economy, and hope that we won't recognize that it is they, the New World Order, that have orchestrated this and not President Trump. They know their crimes are coming out. They know the chickens are coming home to roost. So now they're panicking and trying to steal the 2020 election with mail-in ballots based on keeping the public safe from COVID-19. The entire COVID-19 system is a giant hoax and must be exposed if America has any hope. So get out there and expose this fraud.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
We'll be right back.
just amazed, ladies and gentlemen, that we're putting up with all this. I mean, it's just these are the hardest broadcasts to do when it's just flaunted right in your face. I mean, there's no doubt what we're dealing with here. The total political corruption, the total medical corruption, the total corruption of our entertainment. I mean, it's just like, and we all know it too, but we still play along because we want to be accepted and we figure it's better to exist in this establishment than just ruffle feathers and then make everyone uncomfortable and then, you know, have to deal with whatever risks that that entails. But that's even the biggest lie of all because everybody wants to get out of this system, folks. Everybody wants to get out of this corrupt system. We all know how corrupt it is. I mean, it's out of control. When Hollywood says that that's it for you, you don't get to go back to normal. I mean, folks, literally, Hollywood and Fauci and Bill Gates are now running the world. But you see, they won't come to your door and tell you that you belong to them because, well, they wouldn't leave your front doorstep. If they did, they'd be a lot colder than when they arrived. No, instead they do it from their little teleconferences with their little TV interviews and their little vaccines and their little viruses that they made in a lab because they're real cowards. I mean, I can't believe it, folks. I mean, really, because I listen to the Alex Jones show. I don't get to watch all the time because I'm either doing my own research or you know, doing a field report. And I remember just, I guess it was last Friday or whatever, when he was talking about Bill Gates getting, like, aroused, when he was talking about how the world has to be shut down until they get a vaccine. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, huh, that sounds odd. It's like, really, Bill Gates would be that obvious about it? Because the way Alex was describing it. And then so I went and I watched it and it's like, yeah, Bill Gates literally looks like he's masturbating on TV when he's talking about how the world has to be shut down to get a vaccine. And see, it's so sickening. It's like if you saw somebody with a big fat leech on their back or a big tick on their back, I mean, so fat from sucking your blood, it's literally dripping blood out of its mouth. And it's so filled with blood, it's red in the hue. And you're like, hey, you got a blood-sucking tick on your back. This guy's like, oh, that's just my friend. He's just protecting me over there. You're like, no, dude, that tick on your back is probably going to give you Lyme disease. It's sucking your blood. You're looking really pale and impish. Let me help you get that off. No, don't hurt my loving tick. I love the tick. It says it loves me. It says it wants to protect me. And then when you ask the tick, you're like, tick, do you care about this host that you're sucking dry right now and going to kill? And the tick's like, yeah, I love my host. He's really tasty. Oh, yeah. That's Bill Gates. Bill, what do you think about the fact that the world can never reopen unless they take your vaccine? Oh, I love it. I love that the world can never be free again until they take my vaccine. It makes me feel good. And everybody has to use my telecommunication system. Ha ha. I love it. But Bill, doesn't it make you upset that so many people are suffering from all this? It makes me so upset. It just kills me inside that people are suffering from the shutdown that my models lied about. It makes me feel so bad. It's like, folks, I mean, I'm sorry. I don't mean to get graphic, but I mean, it's like, we're dealing with extreme tyranny here. And I just try to match the level. So when I go extreme in my rhetoric, that's nothing compared to what Bill Gates is doing. It's like, I can sit here and I can say, yeah, Bill Gates masturbates to the thought of you dying at night. You say, geez, Owen, that's offensive. That, man, why do you have to say that on air? Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. But let's let the Bio4 weapons labs release viruses. Let's let Bill Gates create a vaccine he knows will kill people deader than a hammer, admits it. Let's let them shut down America, take our freedoms, take everything. And you know what, Schroyer? Just shut the hell up. That's extreme, Schroyer. Your rhetoric is extreme, Schroyer. Oh, okay. Bill Gates wanted to vaccine the whole world. Fauci saying you can never go back to school. That's not extreme, but me talking about it, you know, that's a little extreme. Like, doing it's okay. Oh, yeah, go ahead. World tyranny, forced inoculations, total global surveillance grid, world government, can't leave the house without your health documents, masks for all. That's not extreme at all. But Schroyer on InfoWars talking about it, that's too extreme. Shut him down. And if you go along with that line of thinking, you're part of the problem. And I'm not even mad at you, folks. It's been ingrained into people's heads. They can't help it. People have been trained to exist in this nanny state. Oh, boy. And the mask is like the perfect example of it, folks. And I put it up on my Subscribestar. The four articles I carry with me now, just in case anybody wants to harass me about not wearing a mask. Surgeon General saying the mask doesn't protect healthy people. CDC saying don't wear a mask. World Health Organization saying don't wear a mask. I forget the other one. I put them up on my Subscribestar because people were asking. And it's just like, but it doesn't even matter because, see, they like their little tyranny. They like their little slavery. It makes them feel comfortable. So the moment that you want to free them, I mean, folks, you can read about Harriet Tubman. She could have saved every slave. They didn't believe they were slaves. They liked their slavery. And you think, oh, that doesn't even make sense. They don't teach that in history books. Folks, most mainline history is a lie. That's why Bill Barr said the other day, well, it depends on who wins. They write the history. That's why I was so grateful. The history professors, I had a couple that were just so great. They didn't go off the textbooks, folks. They went off the actual history. They taught you things. They would literally say, yeah, this isn't in the textbook, but this is how it actually went. And that was one of them. Folks, so many black slaves could have gone on the Underground Railroad with Harriet Tubman. It reached a point in history where there was almost no resistance, but they didn't want to go. They liked their slavery. The thought of not being a slave or the mystery or the unknown of leaving the plantation, they couldn't handle it. And that's why Kanye West says slavery's a choice, folks, because it is. And so you might say, well, what? Death or slavery? Yeah, that's a choice. I'm not telling you to choose death or slavery. I'm saying that's a choice. So it's like you have a choice. You can wear a mask. You can live in fear. You can allow fascism and a one-world government and Bill Gates to run your life. Or you cannot be a slave. You can leave the plantation with Harriet Tubman. That's where we're at. People are making their choice, and it's a little frustrating to see people making the wrong choice.
Pollen Block has really been a sleeper product for us. We got it in a few years ago. It's an amazing product that comes from all natural quail eggs. They discovered this more than 30 years ago in France, that if you ate quail eggs from a certain type of quail, that it had an antihistamine effect, and people saw their allergies and seasonal discomfort knocked way, way down. Well, now this is available in the United States. It's proprietary. It has rave reviews. It's a product that I never even really promote, but that people keep reordering and has become a bestseller. We're very close to selling out Pollen Block right now. It'll take 8 weeks to get more in, but despite that, I'm going to sell it at 50% off until it sells out. So for those of you that have never ordered it and been on the fence and have seasonal discomfort, experience Pollen Block for yourself right now at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Pollen Block. I want people that haven't tried it to try it for themselves. So it's the lowest price ever, even though it's selling out.
The lockdown is permanent dictatorship. The lockdown is designed to have the public accept their basic rights being suspended in a global medical tyranny led by the WHO and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in full control. Many will submit through fear. Others will be bought off. But in the end, the globalists admit they're building a post-human world.
And now that we're inside the cage, it's going to move very, very quickly into its end game. Submission to this is a form of living death and committing the next generation and our own generation to a living hell that cannot be imagined until you're actually experiencing this. This is your dignity, your soul, your future being torn inside out. This is a scientific dictatorship taking full control of humanity for its own selfish, disgusting power trip. What InfoWars has been able to do, thanks to your support and your prayers and your word of mouth, has been nothing short of historic and truly epic. This is the battle for the future of humanity. And now, open world government is being established with an end game to depopulate the planet. Now, the internal operations of the globalists are being externalized. You must decide which side you're on. Living in denial, having mass Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness will only deliver you into misery, destruction, and finally, death. And this is a spiritual death we're talking about, not just a physical death. The delusions must end now. InfoWars was correct about it all, and we have come so far by exposing the enemy. Most people that are aware of the New World Order decide to join it out of fear. They are truly fools. We must fight this or lose our souls. This is the end, my friends. My only friends, the end. Of our elaborate plans, the end. Of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion. It's all over, ladies and gentlemen. Because there was only the mirage of safety. Movies and partying and living like children, never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. And InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The American way of life
is under attack.
This is the War Room.
Share this message right now at band.video.
Joining us now in the InfoWars War Room is Raw is Tom Papert. He's got the, looks like Emperor Papertine today with the black on black look with the suit and the tie. It would be Roger Stone approved if he could join us today. I'll tell you that. So I do have to ask you a question though today, Tom, because I was cleaning my bathroom this morning. I know you're probably not interested in that, but let me get to the point. No, it wasn't because I took a nasty Hillary, folks. I didn't have to clean up Obama off the walls. No, it was just a normal routine cleaning of my bathroom. And so when you're cleaning your bathroom or anything really, there's some smells that come along with it. There's some of the mildew that's built up that you're dealing with, some of the grime, and then there's the sense of all the different chemicals and the cleaning stuff. And so that can be a little bit, and I'm sitting there and I'm cleaning it and I finished cleaning it, but I couldn't shower again in it because I'm getting some new shower liners and stuff. So I went and I took a shower in my other bathroom, and then I came in and I stepped in the bathroom. I was like, man, it just stinks in here. I can still smell the mildew and everything. And so I went in and I put an Alexa Pure Breeze air filter in the bathroom because I just couldn't stand the scent. And so I put it in there. It ran for about 10, 15 minutes as I was, shaving and trimming up and you know, putting on deodorant and stuff. And I come back in 15 minutes later, smells totally gone. Just incredible. And it just reminded me just how amazing the thing is. And I already have three of them in my home. And now I'm thinking about getting a fourth just because it's just like so incredible. The Alexa Pure Breeze on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Over 30% off right now. $100 off on the Alexa Pure Breeze. So Tom, I just had to share this with you because, you know, sometimes, look, I'm not talking about when you take a Hillary. I mean, sometimes you take a Hillary, it's nasty. You do need an air filter in there, but we're not even talking about that. I just had to share the good news that My bathroom was a little mildewy smelling today, and I put the Alexa Pure Breeze in there, and it knocked out all those foul-smelling odors, Tom, and I just had to tell you all about it.
Well, you know, Owen, it's interesting because for many years I lived in a converted school building, and I had the least prestigious apartment. I lived in the locker room, and you know, when you live in a locker room, it's nice on the surface, but it generally comes with all of the scents that living in a locker room does. You know, there's tile walls. It's not exactly the most freshest of air. And I was there for about 6 months, and this is before you and I had ever even met, Owen, and I just happened to be watching Alex Jones, and he was talking about the Alexa Pure, and I thought, you know what? This is miserable. Let's give it a chance. And it completely, I ended up staying there 3 years. I would not have made it there that long without having some fresh, clean, beautiful air. And, you know, it doesn't like scent it. It doesn't create a scent. It just gets rid of whatever foul, malodorous smells there might be in a room. You get two of them, and it did an entire 1,000 plus square foot home. So they work extremely well. I mean, I've always been blown away by it. And I really, you know, now I'm cooped up in this office building all day. I might get two or three more.
Well, and I'll tell you this too. When I, you know, you have to change your AC filter in your home, folks, when you go change the AC filter, if you really wait a long time, I think it's like supposed to be 3 months or every 6 months or something. But if you wait beyond 6 months, you see what that AC filter has in it. It's disgusting. Folks, that's not actually filtering the air. I mean, it's filtering the particulate and stuff, but this is a carbon based filter that's filtering that air and putting out actual cleaner air, not just without the particulate in it. So, I mean, think about that. All that stuff that goes on your AC filter, that's now going through the air filter, the Alexa Pure Breeze, and then it's putting out actual filtered, purer air. And so then guess what? Your AC filter's not as grimy either. But let's digress from that, Tom, because, I could talk about the Alexa Pure Breeze all day, but, yeah, there's an example right there, folks. You don't want to live in a house with that disgusting air. So just get the Alexa Pure Breeze today, $100 off at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, Tom, I'm sure you were watching the Fauci show today with some of these other crumb bums like Redfield or Redman or Red Douche or whatever his name is from the CDC, and then some military general up there, too, who wants to stick us all with vaccines. I was sickened watching this. And then to see the Democrats grandstanding, turning this into a bash Trump event with Fauci and Redfield Douche selling vaccines. I mean, I was just sickened by this whole thing.
It was disturbing. I mean, the one silver lining that I saw is looking at that group of legislators, you could tell who was an elitist and who was not. You know, Fauci, despite now over 2 months since any of us were allowed to get a haircut or allowed to sit in a restaurant or whatever the case may be, he seems to look immaculate, as did most of the Democrats. But the unsung hero...
Fauci's having like photo shoots for magazines and stuff. He's having like profiles. So yeah, he's got a whole team, you know, picking his nose and, you know, trimming his hair.
That's exactly right. No, they're saying that the Democrats, they do this with everything. The media will say Fauci is now one of America's sexiest men. And it's because these mindless liberal Democrat women are, of course, attracted to power. And Fauci apparently has a whole lot of power. But, you know, who didn't have a haircut and who was absolutely exemplary in what he said, and that is the unsung hero, Rand Paul. The man looks worse than I do. I'm going on 3 months now without a haircut. I would wager Rand is right there with me. So truly a man of the people. It was at least an opportunity to see who is a normal human being, who has the right same rights and privileges that you and I do, Owen, versus who has their $200 black market haircuts, who has the ability to go out and get these things done, who essentially is living an entirely separate life. You know, I actually, you know, this is off topic, but I had the opportunity to get extorted for $50 for a haircut recently. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to wear this horrible haircut as a badge of honor. And eventually I'm going to go put on my clown wig over there on the prop room, because I'm not going to get a haircut and make myself look like an elitist. So that was actually, there was a lot said in that, but I only had a few minutes to watch it. And that was my takeaway. You can see who the elite are and you can see who the normal people are.
You know, and I'm glad you said that too, because it just made a connection in my head. You know, Rand Paul, I'm going off memory, but I'm 100% sure, but let's check it anyway. Rand Paul already tested positive for coronavirus. And he's there on the floor not wearing a mask, one of the only ones not wearing a mask. Most of these people were wearing a mask. And so, I mean, thank God for Rand Paul. I mean, quite frankly, I would have hammered Fauci a little harder, but Rand Paul's got his own style, and he was a hero today. Thank God for Rand Paul. But, you know, he's not wearing a mask. He tested positive. Because what I see coming in the future, Tom, is media or who knows? I mean, maybe they send up these new, like they set up these new, like little leftist goon squads that go out and henpeck you if you don't wear a mask or something in public. And then especially if you say, oh, well, I've had coronavirus, already beat it. And then they're like, oh, well, you're spreading it even worse. And then they'll like take you to jail or something. So for Rand Paul to be boldly up there today without a mask, calling out Fauci, I mean, it's just like, why is Rand Paul the man on the island? Where are the other senators that want to make a name, want to make a splash, want to make American history? Do they just not exist? Are they all cowards? What is going on?
Well, I think that they probably are cowards. They like the power that comes with their job. But I will also say that what you just hit on right there, that is hitting the nail on the head, because that is where we're going. They want what they call contact tracing, where they get to go into your home and they use security cameras. They use your cell phone geolocation data. They use the photos you've taken. They do everything they can to figure out where you've been, where you might have been exposed, and who you might have exposed. And by the way, this isn't just like some, you know, Fauci type guy doing this. No, it's Bill Gates, it's George Soros, and it's Chelsea Clinton. These are the people who are behind the contact tracing push. You can read about it on National File, but I mean, that is absolutely, this is about control. This is about a one world government. This is about getting into your privacy. I mean, the Fourth Amendment has now been torn in half. We have no rights in this current state of pandemia. We are the chattel for George Soros, Bill Gates, and little Tony Fauci.
Well, let's get into this on the other side and get into the story at nationalfile.com, because I'm telling you that is where they're going. And they may hesitate to use Rand Paul as an example because he is a doctor and he will fight back against this and obviously has a platform with being a senator. But it'll start with the average, you know, citizen Joe out there, like the one guy who got hauled into the hospital and they forced him to take a shot, even though he was kicking and screaming bloody murder and getting emotional. Hell, I don't blame him, man. I'd be getting emotional, too. They're about to force inject me. That's a damn crime against my body. I mean, folks, again, it's like I am not a violent guy. It's just nobody else will say this stuff. Somebody comes to put a foreign substance in your body, you kill them dead nearer than a hammer. I mean, that's a natural survival instinct.
As I record this announcement, there's only 1 week left in the biggest sale yet of 2020. We will not have this sale that's going on right now in May until our Christmas sale comes up. All of our best-selling supplements are 30 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me just hone in on one of the products, DNA Force Plus. It's got high-quality PQQ, CoQ10, and a bunch of other natural ingredients that are known to supercharge the effects of that. Learn what PQQ and CoQ10 can do for you, no matter how old you are, no matter what color you are, no matter where you live in the world. It works the same on everybody. It's known to be able to regrow nerves. It's designed so that your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, makes them shrink slower, which is basically the same thing. DNA Force Plus is 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio passed laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus. Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we, the people, are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and InfoWars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality. Specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
It took hundreds and hundreds of years of human civilization to build up the world economy to where it is. Every economist is on record saying that as this economy has been shut down for 2 months, it is going to be a death sentence to the third world and a horrible, nightmarish collapse for the first world, and that the general public is going to go into deep, deep debt to the mega banks. They're not going to have medical ID cards, forced inoculations. We are now in a giant dystopia. But a lot of people are waking up, and there is a major backlash taking place against this tyranny, and we must all rediscover our Bill of Rights, rediscover our Constitution and our backbone, and start saying no to people who take this moral high ground and say, shut your business down, shut your life down, it'll save lives. No, it's caused millions to already starve to death, tens of millions more. So the cowards who went along with this with your virtue signaling, you have destroyed your lives and our lives. Congratulations.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Bad news as we come back to the InfoWars War Room is raw. Tom Papert, my guest. Bad news. DOJ won't release list of Obama officials who unmasked Flynn. Now, I remember everybody freaking out about this yesterday. My producer, Scott, sent me a story last night. He may have included this in here. But the story last night was the Obama officials that unmasked Flynn are about to be revealed. And he just said, hey, is it really happening? And I didn't respond because I wasn't really, well, I was practicing my sumo wrestling with champion sumo wrestler Keen Sunato, but that's another story. But no, I didn't really think it was going to happen, and now it's definitely not happening, at least today. So Grinnell wants it released. I mean, I don't want to go off on this jag, but I mean, my goodness, I mean, they're literally covering up their crime right now, and the lack of outrage is disheartening. But let's get back to what's on National File right now and what we were talking about in the last segment with Tom Papert. And so we're seeing the Senate testimony for Fauci today. And what is he doing? He's selling vaccines, pushing vaccines. Robert Reddouche from the CDC pushing vaccines. These just worthless congressmen and women up there wearing a mask, buying into the whole thing, lobbing softballs at Fauci, praising him all day long. Rand Paul, the only hero that would dare stand up against the god Fauci, who says, oh, I don't think I'm the be-all end-all. Really? Because your fake models just collapsed America, you dirtbag. And so just tell us about the latest coverage of this on National File. And, you know, I mean, are you as outraged as I am watching this day in and day out, Tom?
Well, I mean, of course I am, Owen. It's getting to the point where if this were scripted, you would flip the channel because it's just not entertaining anymore. It's a farce. It's ridiculous. Obviously, Fauci has a lot more power than anybody seriously knows. The man has been in government for the past, 3.5 decades, I guess, in order to do that and to have a top position for the majority of that time. You have to have a certain degree of cutthroat cunning to keep that role. But the fact that our elected officials are going hand in hand with this, it doesn't really surprise me. We did actually, and this is going to be up on the website as soon as we finish editing the video, we spoke to the creator of the now banned documentary Plandemic for about an hour earlier. And in her view, this is all about vaccines. I mean, what Fauci is doing in a lot of ways is trying to add credibility to the vaccine argument, which over the past 30 or so years has really started to fall flat. I mean, we all know about the vaccine courts. We all know that the vaccine schedule for a child has become a book. It's a Bible now. You got to flip through it and read it with a magnifying glass to see every vaccine. And at the same time, we certainly do not seem to be becoming a healthier society. Sure, you can blame fast food. Sure, you can blame sedentary lifestyles. But you certainly should be able to say, hey, wait a minute. How come we're sticking babies with hundreds of needles a year when 10 years ago we didn't do this? And those people born 10 years ago are living longer. I mean, it's completely insane. So now there's, of course, the push, the idea that the only solution, the only way to get out of this is to wait 18 months in our bedrooms, watching Netflix, drinking wine, whatever people are doing to keep themselves sane during this time, and get government money, of course. And then eventually Fauci will come to the rescue, needle in hand, ready to inject you with a concoction that probably contains aborted baby fetus cells. It probably contains things that you don't even need. It has mercury in it. In all likelihood, other hard metals that are going to do serious damage to you over time. But then you can go outside. Then you can go to the beach. Then you can go to church without having to stay 6 feet away from your pastor. And then we can finally get back to normal 18 months later. But, you know, it seems very opportunistic. China paved the way by being a totalitarian disaster. And the rest of the world said, huh, they got away with that. Well, let's do it, too, for our own ends. And that's where we get Fauci and his dripping vaccine needle fantasies being enacted in real life.
Meanwhile, there's no call out of the Democrat. Yes, every time, folks, Democrat governors and mayors and health officials that sent COVID infected patients to nursing homes. Folks, that made up a quarter of the deaths, if not more. And then when you consider the inflated numbers, I mean, we're talking at least half of the deaths potentially in the nursing homes because of Democrat governors and mayors sending infected patients into the nursing home. But, Tom, I actually had this realization earlier today that you just brought up, and that's why I'm so glad you said it, because I'm sitting here noticing they just keep going back to vaccines, no matter which one is talking, the general, the Fauci monster, the red douche. They all kept going back to vaccines. And, you know, naturally you start thinking about it. And I realize, and I think you're right. I think that a certain, you know, maybe we need like a pie chart to like break down what percent influence each little issue had on this coronavirus hoax. But like, I think that's a big part of the chart there. I mean, we know that they've been censoring vaccine truth on social media for a while now, but with people losing faith in vaccines, with that being such a tool of power and tyranny and money, they could not have that confidence waning. And so what better way to reinstill that confidence through fear with this coronavirus and the media panic? And then you bring on Gates and all these people to say, yo, you need a vaccine. And then people are so desperate to get back to work or go to a bar or something. They say, okay, I'll take the vaccine. And then what do you know? Boom. You just cemented vaccines into the human consciousness as acceptable and even legislated them, making them mandatory, which is totally illegal, but you did it through fear. You did it through the big TV media hoax that they've just gotten away with. I think there's definitely an element to that. They knew that faith and trust in vaccines was waning. They knew the truth about vaccines was coming out. And so they did this to distract from all that and then say, oh, see, it's okay, though, about this pandemic. It's okay because we're going to have a vaccine that's going to save you. And it doesn't matter that they won't be having any real human studies or double-blind studies or anything like that. By the way, Fauci wants double-blind studies for anything and everything when it comes to treatments for a coronavirus. But for a vaccine, no. Just get it and shove it into your veins.
That's exactly the case. I mean, that's where we're at right now. And of course, Fauci was forced, like pulling teeth to get him to admit that hydroxychloroquine works. He was forced to admit that there are other treatments that may actually work. Now, then the caveats come out. Oh, but we haven't done enough studies. We haven't done peer review. We haven't done double blind. We haven't done any of these things. It's like, we're talking about a 3-month-old virus here, people. We're not going to be able to get that done. But as you said, Owen, once any vaccine, it's a big race to get the first vaccine done. And once the first one is done, it will then be not a marathon, but a sprint to get to the nearest healthy person and inject them with it. And of course, and it does go back, by the way, to what you said about the nursing homes. I mean, what we saw in New York, it seems to me to be diabolical political maneuvering where how can we inflate these numbers? Well, let's kill off all the old people who mostly vote Republican anyway. I mean, is that what the man was thinking? Is that what de Blasio had in mind? We don't know, but it makes no sense, especially when you had the Central Park converted into one giant hospital, especially when you had a military vessel seeking to provide coronavirus relief. Do you send the elderly patients there? No, send them back to the nursing home where they can kill all of the other immunocompromised people at the nursing home. And you and I have been saying this since day one of this pandemic, Owen. If this were really that bad, you would be doing certain things. You would be expanding your ICU beds in the hospitals. You would be trying to figure out how you can care for isolated elderly people who may depend on Meals on Wheels or whatever else. You wouldn't be canceling school. You wouldn't be closing bars. You wouldn't be telling hairstylists that you're going to go to prison if you open. You would be actually doing things that make sense. They've never done that. They're still not doing that. There's no interest in doing that, which tells me this has been political from the start.
And again, to me at this point, it's been proven. It's beyond obvious that this whole thing has been politicized. Even if there was some more real fear and real confusion and mystery in the beginning, which I think fair to say there was, now it's just totally political, just guaranteed. And you know what? I'm just going to say this too. And Tom, just stick around for the next 5-minute segment because let's talk about what's going on in Illinois. Folks, but I'm just going to say this too. When they seek out, because they have all this grant money to get out to make these vaccines, folks, the system is so rigged, you really can't even understand, folks. It's been going on for so long. It's ramped up to a new level with the internet and social media. Like, they can put you, folks, we're all on a grid with a number, okay? Like, it's not just about surveillance. They have you on a grid with a number about your IQ and how smart and intuitive you are. They have you on a grid with your politics. Do you lean left? Do you lean right? I mean, they've literally got all of us mapped out on a grid. We're all already numbers. It gets worse every day. And so, folks, what I'm telling you is, I'm not even saying these people are bad, but the people that they select to make these vaccines, folks, they always pick hardcore leftist liberals. They do it by design. I'm not even saying they're bad people. They just know they'll go along with it.
The America that we've known and loved, the America that was the land of the free, home of the brave, is dying right now. And everything our enemies are doing is about domesticating us, shutting us down, and making us dependent on them. The food shortages have begun. The depression is going to be long and very, very serious. In fact, it's probably too late now to even turn back. Trump tried to stop it, but the mainstream media working with the Chi-Coms blocked it. That's why you and myself, everybody else, has to get prepared now. Do not wait. It's not about the virus. It's about the economic chaos that's going to be unleashed in the next 6 months to a year. Get your high-quality, storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. They're available again, but for a limited time. The food supply is running out. There are major shortages. This is a globalist siege, a globalist lockdown, globalist terrorism. But we, the people, the patriots, have to be prepared. We've already been proven right about prepping so far. We'll get ready to be really proven right. Get your storable foods now at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars has become a symbol, an emblem of not just American freedom, but worldwide maverick spirit. It's not just myself or the host at InfoWars, or the researchers, or the journalists. It's you, the listeners, the activists, the people on the front lines in the arena. And it's the amazing guests and individuals that we interview that make InfoWars so special, because we're not putting a filter in front of free minds. We're having an open discussion about the real state of the world, not the establishment talking points that are put out by the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderberg Group, the Davos Group, and other globalists. We're pushing for a pro-human future where we build a planet and beyond based on humans
for humans, by humans. Not a world where the establishment, hate themselves, project their hate onto us and decide we're going to have a post-human world. I'm really excited to know that InfoWars has your support, and I want to thank you all for being pro-human and pro-God.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, I wanted Tom to stick around with me for one more segment, and I'm opening up the phone lines. Let's go ahead and put the number out now. In fact, let's hear from some first-time callers today. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. What did you think about Fauci's display and Red Douche's display during the hearing today, the digital hearing that they had from their living room, mask-free? Because, you know, it's all about buying into the shut-in, and then the senators wearing their mask, buying into the fear, even though the virus has been here since January. But, hey, putting on a mask yesterday will help you. It's all a big joke, folks. But let's get your opinion on it. 877-789-2539. We'd like to hear from first-time callers. But, Tom, you mentioned something last segment about, you know, you can't go to church. This Pritzker guy in Illinois, boy, this guy's a piece of work, man. So now you still can't go to church. And now they said if you have any event or any gathering of people over 50, it's totally illegal unless, of course, everybody there is vaccinated. I mean, where do they assume that they get these powers, Tom? Because they don't. So how is it Pritzker and all these people think they can tell us to shut down and then use the police to enforce it, like Lightfoot in Chicago as well, who says she will send police if she sees you violating social distancing orders? I mean, where do these tyrants think they get their power, and how much longer can they really get away with this?
Well, of course, I mean, like every tyrant, they get their power because people let them, whether it's through fear, whether it's through just love of being oppressed, whether it's through, oh, we're going to single out a minority and hit them, things that tyrants have done throughout history. But I think that the fear, which is what they're using now, is quickly being diminished. Nobody is afraid anymore. Nobody is cowering in fear of the invisible enemy. I think folks are starting to realize, yes, it is serious. You should wash your hands just like you should every cold and flu season. I think people are starting to understand that this is just by the numbers hurting older folks who are in nursing homes, and people want to go outside. People want to live their lives. People want, believe it or not, people don't want to be homeless and living under a bridge or sucking off the government teat until they die. People want to be normal human beings. And so this Pritzker guy, I mean, you look him up and he seems to think that he's Illinois' own Tony Soprano, who is running the city like a mafia family. Then you get that little goblin, Lightloaf or whatever her name is, who is going around saying, we will lock you up. It's like a bad skit out of SNL. If you're late to the dentist, we'll lock you up. If you're early to the dentist, we'll lock you up. It's a giant farcical joke, but they get their power because people don't stop them. And I'm not talking about violence. I'm talking about civil disobedience. I'm talking about what our forefathers have used since the beginning of time. Get out there, make them arrest you, make them send you to jail. We're seeing how that's working now. We had, of course, the person in Texas where, Owen, you were instrumental, I believe, in getting that lady released. Now we have an officer in Seattle who he said don't enforce these constitutional laws, and they fired him because of that. He's raised over $200,000 to fight his termination, and I believe he's going to win. So we're seeing what's happening. America is sticking by the people who are brave enough to defy these tyrants, these little mini Mussolinis that are spawning all over the country. And if you stand up to the tyrants, if you stand up to evil, as has always been the case in American history, you will be richly rewarded.
I got a couple things here because, look, I want to be clear here because it's not about doing things for glory and I don't really care. But, like, you notice what happened since Shelley Luther got out of jail. All of a sudden, mainstream news was interested in her story and she's even going on The View doing interviews. Now, she hasn't reached out to me for comment and I don't know if she'd come on InfoWars. I don't care. That's not the point. My point is that, folks, the mainstream media lops up everything after InfoWars is done with it. Like, I mean, literally. And it's like, I consider and glorify myself and pat myself on the back. I'm already moved on to the next thing, which is now today, Tom, they're saying we can't beat this virus without a vaccine. That is the biggest lie I've ever heard in my life. Millions have already beat this virus without a vaccine. So that's the biggest lie they're telling us now, is we can't beat the virus without a vaccine, even though they know well and good millions already have. Tom Papert, nationalfile.com. Thank you so much for joining us today. Tom, when we come back, your calls on the InfoWars War Room is raw.
It's Tuesday morning as I record this important announcement at my kitchen table to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. We're running the biggest sale we've had yet of the year. We won't have a sale this big until our Christmas sale. It's all of our best-selling high-quality supplements for 30 to 60% off. 50% off X2. It's back in stock. 60% off the 8-pack Power Stack. That's our best deal. That's an amazing product. 50% off DNA Force Plus. 40% off Vaso Beats, 50% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off Real Red Pill Plus, despite the fact that it's close to selling out. This is all available at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products, and they also fund the InfoWar, which makes them even more amazing. Ultimate Krill Oil, highest quality you're going to find, incredible benefits. It's back in stock, 50% off. Take action now, make your life better, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
So Bill and Melinda Gates and Fauci and all these people are telling us that we don't get to reopen, holding a gun to our head. That's really what they're doing. Mainstream media is now saying that Russia is behind everything again as well. So don't worry, they're going to restart that coming up, folks. You know, the Russia Gate thing. I just can't even believe this crap. It's like with the whole Flynn thing. It's like, well, we got Flynn to say he was guilty. It's like, oh, okay. How did you get that? You know, if I come up to you in the street, I mean, I'm trying to think of an analogy that really hits home, but, you know, or let's say some guy comes up to me in the street and I'm with my wife. And some guy comes up to me in the street and has a gun and points the gun at my head and says, have you cheated on your wife? And I'm like, no, I've never cheated on my wife. And he goes, say you cheated on your wife, and holds the gun to my head, just digging into my temple, says, say you cheated on your wife. Say it right now. And then I'm like, all right, I've cheated on my wife. He's like, that's right. Say you've cheated on your wife, or I'm going to put a bullet in your head and kill you. And you're like, all right, I cheated on my wife. I cheated on my wife. He's like, all right, that's right. And then walks away and he's like, hey, that guy down there cheats on his wife. You're like, what? And he's like, yeah, he admitted it to me. He cheats on his wife. That guy right there, he just admitted it to me. He cheats on his wife. And then you just totally don't put in the fact that you held a gun to the guy's head and made him admit it. That's what they did to Flynn. That's what they're doing to us now with the coronavirus. This coronavirus is going to kill you. This coronavirus is going to kill you. Give up your freedoms, take the vaccine, or it's going to kill you. And then people do it, and they're like, see, people want the vaccine. People are fighting this coronavirus. You're a hero. Oh, no, Bill Gates and Fauci are just holding a gun to our head, and they just say, you're going to die unless you take a vaccine. And then we just have to go along with all of it, because that's the fear-mongering. That's the fear gate. The fear gate to power. But hey, Bill Gates looks like a doddering chicken neck Nelly with his little sweater who couldn't even lift a paperweight. So, you know, he's going to be the one that comes and murders you deader than a hammer with his little vaccine to stop coronavirus. And even though he says, well, I need legal protection when I release the vaccine because a lot of people are going to die from it. I do it because I love you. And even though everybody hates me now and doesn't want my vaccine, I love them so much I'm going to do it anyway because I think I'm God. Because I'm Bill Gates. And everything in my life has been given to me. And I'm just a front man for the biggest criminal cabal in world history. But I love it because I'm a chicken neck Nelly with no real power. And I've given myself to Satan. So therefore, I have to corrupt the whole world and kill you. And then I'll feel fulfilled. You know what? I apologize to Bill Gates. In fact, Bill, you know what? Why not make the ultimate sacrifice? Bill, why don't you bring your vaccine into the office? I'll take it right now. I will take a Bill Gates coronavirus vaccine right now. All he has to do is come deliver it to me personally. That's not even a threat. I'm serious. I'll take it right to my arm. Now, I'll drop dead 30 seconds later, and that'll be me exposing Bill Gates for his murderous vaccines. But that's okay. I think that's a good thing. But who knows? Maybe we should just do the experiment for the whole world. Let's Bill Gates vaccinate 7 billion people. 6 billion of you will die. And then we can say, oh, wow, that Bill Gates guy wasn't so good after all. But it won't matter because you'll have the dead baby fetus in your cells and you'll have the micro nanotechnology in your cells. And then they'll just flip on the 6G and literally radiate you until you explode. And so as long as Bill Gates and Fauci get to run the world and they get away with all this crap, that's your future, folks. And just like everything else you thought InfoWars said that was crazy, and you think that's crazy, well then, stick around and find out. And if you're really curious, just let Bill Gates go on. It'll be great. It'll be a great little show. I mean, you'll be in the sci-fi movie. It's what you've always wanted. So we're taking first-time callers today. 877-789-2539. We got a couple lines open. We're taking first-time callers. Again, folks, thank you so much for your support at InfoWarsStore.com. You make everything we do here possible, keeping us on air. And quite frankly, folks, if it wasn't for your support and your words of encouragement, I mean, you know, like I said, folks, it's some days it's just like I wake up and I'm just like, all right, you know what? Let me know when the boogaloo breaks out. I'm going to go hang out by the lake, you know. I'm going to go gigging or something. Because it's just so overwhelming to stare into the abyss like this. And then just to know the future like Doctor Strange. Because like when you run through all the scenarios and then the one hits, like I realize this about myself. The way my mind works is like I have all of these different gears and it's all like different data points. But imagine just gears rotating in no specific pattern or frequency, just going up and down. And then like one time in a flash, all the gears will line up perfectly and mesh for one rotation until they continue just to go about. But when they do mesh in that one perfect rotation, it's like a lightning bolt and it's like total recognition. It's future sight. Let me remind you or let you know about something coming up before I take the first call though. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to be in Laredo, Texas at Laredo City Hall. 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., Open Texas Rally for Freedom in front of Laredo City Hall tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Now, Laredo's been one of the most totalitarian, fascist state areas here in Texas where they're arresting people, shutting people down. So we're going to be loud and clear to the local city hall in Laredo. We're Americans, we're free, and we're not going to bow down to your tyranny. So I will be there live 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. And then guess what? We'll be driving right back to host the war room. That's my guy right there. That guy working the jib camera that's rotating this camera right here. He'll be the one driving me. Or I guess I'll be driving him and he'll be filming. But that's just what we do around here, folks, working around the clock. Thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Guys, can we just lower the thing so I can see the time clock there? Let me take the first call here. Gary, first time caller. Gary, first time caller in Albany, New York. Go ahead, Gary.
Well, hail Cobra.
Hail Cobra. Hail COVID.
Yeah. I just want to give a shout out to, you know, the top-notch producers out in the crew in the back doing the thing this week during the virus. Shout out to the Sam, Marcus Morales, the other guy that answered the phone. People, man, they top-notch folks back there, man. They're really getting your money worth.
No, we've got the greatest crew. I'll put my crew up next to any crew. And again, I wouldn't have the great crew if it wasn't for people supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah, I wouldn't know why more people aren't hopping on this shit, man. The air purifier's on sale.
Hey, whoa. We can't say Hillary's real name on the air. This is a family-friendly show.
I didn't swear at all, but nah, I'm just kidding. I got the air purifier, the water filter. Man, I'm doing my thing. Here's what I've got to say, man. We all got to stand up, man. We got to get back to work. We can't be doing this, letting the globalists tear us down like this. You know what I mean? My name's Gary. I'm from Albany, New York. I'm a black man. And you see, I don't take kindly to these folks telling me that I got to stand down. And all I got to tell them is who...
Well, New York is really the perfect kind of example, microcosm of America. You're in Albany. You're in upstate New York. You're not having a coronavirus outbreak. People aren't dying left and right. It's all happening in New York City. But, oh, because New York City is in the dire straits, you don't get freedom.
And it all affects everyone else. And here's what I walk out my house and I tell people, don't be a chump. Vote for Trump. Man, if we don't open back up, we'll never win. And we got to win, man. 2020, win. We can't stop winning, man.
And Trump has all the winning cards in his hand if he wants to use them. And it's like we're all sitting here like watching poker on TV. And like we know this guy's got four aces in his hand. And everyone else just has, you know, a pair or two pair or, you know, a flush or something. And we're kind of seeing Trump like, oh, no, like he's not playing. We're like, play your aces, play your aces. We're just waiting for these criminals at the table to go under.
I don't have to tell you that we are in the most important point in human history. The globalists have taken the gloves off and they've taken the mask off. And they're like, yeah, you're taking implantable chips. Yeah, we're into pedophilia. Yeah, we're into world government. Yeah, you're obsolete. You are non-essential. We are shutting your ass down. Yeah, we told you don't be farmers and don't be ranchers and don't work in industry anymore. You're going to be the service economy. And now the globalists are telling you that there's no more service economy and you're obsolete. So you better bow down to them and get your universal pittance income so they can dictate your life. The handcuffs are going on right now. We have to resist and say no to the New World Order. And that takes you understanding you were right and understanding I was right and getting in people's faces and raising the alarm now while you still can. Now is the time for action. Now is the time for you to shine and be the Paul Revere's you know you are.
Hollenbloch has really been a sleeper product for us. We got it in a few years ago. It's an amazing product that comes from all natural quail eggs. They discovered this more than 30 years ago in France that if you ate quail eggs from a certain type of quail, that it had an antihistamine effect and people saw their allergies and seasonal discomfort knocked way, way down. Well, now this is available in the United States. It's proprietary. It has rave reviews. It's a product that I never even really promote, but that people keep reordering and has become a bestseller. We're very close to selling out Hollenbloch right now. It'll take 8 weeks to get more in, but despite that, I'm going to sell it at 50% off until it sells out. So for those of you that have never ordered it and been on the fence and have seasonal discomfort, experience Hollenbloch for yourself right now at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Hollenbloch. I want people that haven't tried it to try it for themselves, so it's the lowest price ever, even though it's selling out.
Make a friend with death. It's a saying so old that no one knows who first said it. Every culture has their own way of memorializing that simple statement. But you don't want to make a friend of the death of civilization and the death of the human species. The moment of truth is now here. We are facing the post-human era. And I've been warning you for many years that they would use a global viral crisis to click, put us in the cage, and then roll out the robot takeover. This is just the beta test. China's moving out of beta and into operational control. In just a few years, we will be under full globalist control. Forced inoculations, total surveillance. We're all being taught that we are obsolete. The term they use is non-essential. This is not some dystopian novel. This is reality. This is the New World Order. This is Satanism. I don't like coming to you every day on the radio and TV stations that you watch and listen to us on and telling you all these horrible things. But you notice almost everything we've talked about horrible has come true. We were warning everybody to try to stop it. It's like telling somebody if you got a pool, put a fence around it if you have little kids. Because even if they're good swimmers, they can hit their head and drown. People don't listen. They go out and their kid's dead in the pool.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the death of the third world and the collapse of the first world. And this is 21st century warfare carried out by the globalists. And they admit they've orchestrated it. They admit it's, quote, good to save the earth. And they're teaching us to be more frugal. And they want to make us poor so they can dictate our surrender to this post-human technocracy. I know all this sounds insane when I was talking about it 25 years ago, but now it's public because it's their operations manual. I wish this wasn't the case, but there really are evil psychopaths in control of most major institutions, and we've got to stop them.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
I mean, this is just total clown world stuff here. What is this? Is this a two honk or a three honk? Democrats' new $3 trillion COVID stimulus includes the word cannabis 68 times and will provide emergency services to a study that will see how minorities in the cannabis business are affected by the shutdown. Minorities, though. Los Angeles extends their stay-home orders for another 3 months. We'll give three honks for three more months of a lockdown in L.A. We'll give three honks to the $3 trillion stimulus bill the Democrats are now pushing. And we'll give five honks to Brian Stelter on CNN saying that conservatives and Trump supporters are obsessed with Russia. Literally, he said that. I mean, the Klan that literally won awards for their fake news on Russia. But what did I tell you, folks? They're going to pass. Once they sign the $2 trillion one, the next one will be $3 trillion. It'll be a gajillion. And then a bajillion gajillion. And then a gajillion, gajillion, trillion, gajillion, quadrillion, bajillion, billion, fillion, nillion. Just make it up. Just add zeros. We don't even have numbers that high. Doesn't matter. Stimulus. I'm sorry. It's just every once in a while, folks. I just hit. It's like once you hit the low, like the rock bottom of how ridiculous it gets, the only thing you have is laughter. The only thing that's left is comedy. Let's go back to the first time callers here. Alex, a first time caller in Ohio. Go ahead.
How's it going?
Oh, it's fine. I kind of like the establishment. I think I'm going to take my vaccine and catch Guillain-Barré syndrome and be paralyzed. And I hope I get an award for being so brave to fight coronavirus.
All right, well, let me tell you what, Bill Gates and Fauci, they can do. They can take their vaccine and twist to 90 degrees, and you know what to do.
Yeah, well.
But let me also say this. The Wake Up America coffee is fire-breathing amazing. Everybody go to InfoWarsStore.com right
Ooh,
now.
I like that. The fire-breathing amazing coffee. I got a fresh brew right here.
Well, hey, man, I've been convincing a bunch of my friends who don't normally check your stuff out either. They're all on Facebook and they all have social media. I don't have any of that. I got a flip phone, no social media, and I buy your products all the time. I've been telling them to check it out, and they have actually shown me, like, hey, look, I got some stickers from these guys. I got a bunch of really good products. They bought a bunch of pollen block when I was over there. I was amazed. And there are people that would not normally listen to you guys.
Well, hey, whether you like our politics or not, the supplements work. I mean, whether you're the hardest core Obama supporter or a Trump lover or hater, I mean, it doesn't matter. The products work for everybody. The supplements are great.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I also want to say there is no written law in America that says that you're required to wear a mask to work. But
Fauci said so, even though he didn't, and said the opposite, so it doesn't matter.
That is true.
By the way, your governor up there in Ohio, I mean, another disaster.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, it's such a disgrace. I can't even, it gives me a headache, man. I gotta take bodies just thinking about that guy. So.
Oh, believe me, I hear you.
But hey, man, I appreciate everything you guys are doing. I've been spreading all the videos. I've been telling people to check out Ben.video. People that don't normally see that, who are just like, you know, scrolling on their phone on Facebook, they don't get to see a whole lot of that stuff. So,
well, thank you. I mean, Alex, you make it all possible. Literally, by your spreading the word, by you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, you make it all possible, man.
Wow, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm going to be ordering some more. Hey, actually, speaking of that, too, last time I tried to order, it said rejection from processor when ordering. So I don't know if that's on my end or if it was like MasterCard or somebody like trying to block your website or something. But I was able to order just fine even just a couple of days ago. So
I am unfamiliar with that. And quite frankly, I wish I could do more when people have issues and stuff. It's just like if I start going down that, it's not my job. I get distracted. I stay focused on getting the news and the content and getting these events and everything. But, you know, try again. Call our customer service if you have a problem because they're always helpful.
I will still order from you guys all the time, man. You guys are always excellent.
Well, thank you so much, Alex. Thank you so much for calling in. Glad to have you here for the first time on the InfoWars War Room. I'm just glad that we don't have this total corruption in Austin, which is incredible to think. I mean, with our horrible mayor. But I was at a park last evening that is technically shut down. I was in the park. It was shut down. There's some other people there. Nobody was social distancing. There's probably about five of us, small little park. And there were two cops sitting in the parking lot. They didn't do anything. They didn't care. They got a call. They drove away. They didn't harass anybody. It's not like where they're arresting people in California for just being outside. So it was nice. You know, the guy could come up on his bike and sit down at the bench and have his dinner. He had a sandwich. With his girlfriend or whatever, they came up and bike, sat down, had a sandwich. There was another guy on the court with me. Him and his girlfriend were skating around. I mean, so, you know, so it's nice to not have total tyranny cops here in Austin and they don't arrest you for being in the park. Yeah, the parks in Austin are like, I mean, I go for a run in the park. It's like ridiculous how crowded it is. People laying out on the park. So, but no arrests because the police here are good people and not going to enforce tyrannical laws. Let's go to Ian, first-time caller in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Ian.
Hey, Owen. How's it going?
All right. Thanks for calling.
So a couple of things. Just going off of the last callers. Got a bunch of products that I'm looking at. Love it. Everything works great. Everybody needs to try everything. You know, just re-upped on Super Male Vitality when that got back in. That's awesome. Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates. I don't know why nobody in the press corps has brought up the funding that Bill Gates has funded Dr. Fauci with. But I know you guys have, but maybe they need to bring that up in a press conference or something.
No, and you know, you almost wonder, Ian, is it going to be like the same thing with Jeffrey Epstein, where like we've been reporting on Epstein for decades, and then, oh, Epstein's totally exposed, and it's like, oh, wow, mainstream news was spiking the story. Oh, wow, look at Epstein. Oh, yeah, he killed himself in jail, and now everyone's like, oh, yeah, look at Epstein. Is it going to be the same thing like, oh, wow, Gates and Fauci were funding this Wuhan lab, and maybe they released the virus?
I don't get it. It makes absolutely no sense. I mean, I'd say go. You should go again and stand up, but you probably won't be allowed back in. So what's
Oh, well, I can't even. That. I mean, yeah, I don't even want to get started on that.
But yeah, just this whole everything is just bonehead, no nonsense. Let's use our brain and think a little bit, I guess. But yeah, just want to leave it at that. And in the words of and spirit of George Carlin, live free or die. Have a good one, Owen.
That's exactly it. Thanks for the call, Ian. And so, yeah, folks, I mean, look. Oh, see, we're not even faced with that yet. That's what's so frustrating about this, is we're not faced with death or slavery. We're not there yet. We're on a path to being there. We can fight all this now, man. We can reject all this now. It's just the power of the television, dude. I mean, it is just unbelievable. Literally, the TV runs people's lives. I mean, I don't know how else to explain it, folks. People are literally brainwashed by the television. They can't even help it.
It took hundreds and hundreds of years of human civilization to build up the world economy to where it is. Every economist is on record saying that as this economy has been shut down for 2 months, it is going to be a death sentence to the third world and a horrible, nightmarish collapse for the first world.
and that the general public is going to go into deep, deep debt to the mega banks. They're not going to have medical ID cards, forced inoculations. We are now in a giant dystopia. But a lot of people are waking up, and there is a major backlash taking place against this tyranny, and we must all rediscover our Bill of Rights, rediscover our Constitution and our backbone, and start saying no to people who take this moral high ground and say, shut your business down, shut your life down, it'll save lives. No, it's caused millions to already starve to death, tens of millions more. So the cowards who went along with this with your virtue signaling, you have destroyed your life and our lives. Congratulations. The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio passed laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus. Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we, the people, are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and infowars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker.
When it comes to regaining energy during the day, convenience is key. Sure, coffee, candy, and other highly sugar-filled drinks can give you a short boost, but the crash always follows. That's why we created a mixable energy formula to take on the go when you need a little help. Turbo Force. Similar to other mix-in energy packets, Turbo Force from InfoWars Life utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years across the world to provide focus, clarity, and a boost of energy when you need it. Turbo Force is certainly a force to be reckoned with for portable, affordable, and tasty energy. And speaking of affordable, you can even try Turbo Force for a limited time at an incredible 40% off. Don't wait till it's out of stock again and get Turbo Force right now, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
As I record this announcement, there's only 1 week left in the biggest sale yet of 2020. We will not have this sale that's going on right now in May until our Christmas sale comes up. All of our best-selling supplements are 30 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me just hone in on one of the products, DNA Force Plus. It's got high-quality PQQ, CoQ10, and then a bunch of other natural ingredients that are known to supercharge the effects of that. Learn what PQQ and CoQ10 can do for you, no matter how old you are, no matter what color you are, no matter where you live in the world. It works the same on everybody. It's known to be able to regrow nerves. It's designed so that your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, makes them shrink slower, which is basically the same thing. DNA Force Plus is 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The silent majority is no longer silent.
This is The War Room.
All right, we're going to have a special guest next segment responding to the latest from Fauci today. Just some of the highlights again, Fauci and the CDC guy and all these guys on the hearing today pushing vaccines, the continued shutdown, thinking they're God, they run your life, they don't. Blaming Trump, bashing Trump, saying, oh, it's Trump's fault, people are suspicious of the Wuhan lab. Trump waited months to even mention that, so it's just amazing. They're really scared of that truth coming out. Probably because of the Obama, Gates, Fauci connection to it. It's crimes against the world and humanity. They should probably be killed for those crimes, but we'll see if there's ever any justice there. Supreme Court hasn't given up their arguments on Trump's tax returns. They're still talking about Trump's tax returns in the Supreme Court. Not the abuse of power during the Obama administration, the funding of Iran, the running of guns over the border, the targeting of Flynn and Stone and Papadopoulos. Don't worry about that. fake polls coming out say Trump is losing to Biden. Get ready for that. Democrat governors responsible for the spread of coronavirus, putting infected patients into nursing homes. Now they're saying that children are getting some COVID-like virus. Of course, they're just saying that to just continue to build up the hype. But who really knows what's going on? But by the way, folks, CNN was reporting back in January 7th, headline, Northeast struck by flu as virus sets tragic record for children around the country. That was just the flu. But then they dropped all of that and they said it was all coronavirus. How convenient for them. And now they're using this to make people stop supporting Trump, specifically inside the Republican Party. Michigan sheriff won't enforce Governor Whitmer stay-at-home order. Twitter employees can work from home forever, said Jack Dorsey today. So that's nice. World Health Organization refuses to recognize Taiwan, says there's no mandate. And, of course, that's because China says that Taiwan's participation would violate the One China principle, which is, of course, the One World principle under the Chinese flag. FBI arrest Arkansas professor on fraud charges over financial ties to China. That comes out of the Washington Post. I'm immediately suspicious of it, but that's going on. We will not get the list, at least anytime soon, of the officials from the Obama administration that illegally unmasked Flynn. So the deep state ruining the day on that story. Why did Obama tell the FBI to hide its activities from the Trump administration? Because they were illegally spying on him, folks. The Russian collusion was just the fake story to have the excuse for their treason. Hate hoax. Georgia officials arrest Rashawn Smith for impersonating a white supremacist terrorist who promised to kill pro-Ahmaud Arbery protesters. So caught again, ladies and gentlemen. It's always the left faking this stuff. And then the AP style book. We now say not to use the archaic and sexist term mistress for a woman in a long-term sexual relationship with and financially supported by a man who is married to someone else. Instead, use an alternative like companion or lover or on first reference. Provide details later. So the AP style book now telling you what language to use. Well, you can tell the whores and the hookers and the sluts down there at the AP style book to take their AP style book. Well, we'll just leave it right there. All right. Let's go to the remaining callers here. Let's go to Paul, a first-time caller in South Carolina. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Owen, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
I just want to say I appreciate what y'all are doing. You're doing a service to the world. I love the product. But one thing I want to talk about is the church thing. You know, the left, they interpret the separation of church and state in their way. You know, they took the monuments out of schools and the prayer out of schools. Why don't we turn that around on them and say we have a separation of church and state? You can't close our churches.
Yes, but you're now trying to get to the root of a fundamental issue of the fraudulent progressive liberalism movement.
Exactly.
Which is they're just total frauds and they're total hypocrites. So it's the same thing. Like, look at all the corruption with the Obama administration in setting up Flynn and setting up Papadopoulos. Well, they just ignore that and they focus on Trump. Look at the Tara Reid story with Joe Biden, where there's all kinds of evidence. Well, they just ignore that and then they talk about Kavanaugh or Trump. So, yeah, separation of church and state, but they want to run the church and tell you when you can and can't go. It's just a typical Democrat technique. Do as I say, not as I do. These people are literal fascist dictators.
I completely agree. And that's all I had. Go ahead and take your next caller, and I appreciate what you're doing, brother.
Thank you, Paul. We appreciate you. Caleb, first-time caller in Texas. Go ahead, Caleb.
Hey, Owen.
Howdy.
How's it going?
Good. It says you're talking about a rally in Texas. Is that the rally tomorrow morning in Laredo?
No, sir. I'm from Odessa, Texas. I was just talking about the second rally that happened with Big Daddy Zane.
Yes. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, me and my buddy have a little small podcast, and we wanted to go out there with tape measuring devices and measure exactly how long they were sitting from the door and looking at the TABC laws. And then even looking further into the penal code, so those Second Amendment guys, turns out that they were well within the TABC laws and the penal code. In Texas, you can go up to the back door with your gun of a bar, and it is perfectly fine. But I just, you know, I wanted to reiterate that Savannah did such a slamming job with that interview. But there's a, I also just kind of wanted to touch on the owner. Gabrielle has to, you know, do a bunch of court stuff, and a lawyer is going to do the work pro bono, but he's got to come from Houston, and there's a bunch of filing fees. So I'm just trying to see if we get the listeners to check out the GoFundMe for her. And the guys that also got arrested, there's a GoFundMe out there as well. I'm just trying to put that out there. Love the work you guys do, though.
No, absolutely. And it actually turned out the same guys that were there in Odessa were the same people that were there in Dallas for Shelley Luther, too. And then, of course, those are the ones targeted by these Democrats in the police force and in the local government there. But what is the GoFundMe if people want to support the Big Daddy Zane's bar in Odessa?
Yeah, so if you just type in Big Daddy Zane's support, they'll pull that one up. And pulling up the link right now for the other guy. Yeah, support Big Daddy Zane's defense is the one for her. And then 2 seconds, I'll have something better for those guys.
Yeah, we got it pulled up right here. And obviously nowhere near as much support as we were seeing for Shelley Luther. So we need to support Big Daddy Zane's because they were out there fighting the good fight just like Shelley was. And people were arrested there too. Fines were issued as well. So absolutely. Thank you so much for that call, Caleb. Let me squeeze one more in here. Jerome in Kentucky. Go ahead, Jerome.
Hey, how you doing, Owen?
Good, thank you.
I was calling about the vaccines with the Fauci and Gates. I've been looking at it this way. I think they have been talking about black people being affected by the coronavirus more because they want to use, say, I'm a black man myself. They want to use us as a test subject. Same way he does in Africa. You know, he tests all his vaccines over there. I think it's kind of why they want to do it here.
So, you know, that's an interesting point because, I mean, I can't say that I see that agenda per se, but when you look at the historical reference, it's undoubtable. Yeah, the U.S. government injected black people with syphilis, folks. They got caught. Yeah, Bill Gates and others go to West Africa, inject people over there with a vaccine that kills them. That's well known. Gardasil was one of them. Bill Gates was behind it, pushing it in Africa. So, yeah, where are black people here that get targeted all day with this propaganda standing up saying, hey, you murdered us with vaccines. We're not taking it.
Exactly. So that I've been telling my family, my cousins and all my friends, like, you know, don't be a test subject to these vaccines because, you know, I don't trust them. I don't trust him and Fauci. I mean, all this stuff is, a fraud. And just big power grab, man. It's really bad.
No, it's unbelievable. I mean, these people will probably never be met with the force they deserve. So it's like our only hope is Jesus.
It's Tuesday morning as I record this important announcement at my kitchen table to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. We're running the biggest sale we've had yet of the year. We won't have a sale this big until our Christmas sale. It's all of our best-selling high-quality supplements for 30% to 60% off. 50% off X2, it's back in stock. 60% off the 8-pack Power Stack. That's our best deal. That's an amazing product. 50% off DNA Force Plus. 40% off Vaso Beats. 50% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion. 50% off Real Red Pill Plus, despite the fact that it's close to selling out. This is all available at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products. And they also fund the InfoWar, which makes them even more amazing. Ultimate Krill Oil, highest quality you're going to find. Incredible benefits. It's back in stock. 50% off. Take action now. Make your life better and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. I was talking to my wife tonight, and I was saying our economy slowing down and shutting down is like shooting a deer, and it runs 100 yards before it knows it's been shot, and then it finally dies. She said, well, yeah, when I
grew up in Omaha, Nebraska. One time there was an argument in the street, and another man shot another man in the head. And the man that got shot in the head had blood pouring out a huge hole. And he was holding it, and he walked around gibbering, talking nonsense for about 60 seconds, and then just fell over dead. Well, that's what's going to happen with our economy. It is in cardiac arrest. This has been done by design. And the UN, the Chi-Coms, the mainstream media orchestrated it, hyped it, and tried to keep the economy closed. So remember, the depression that's coming and the third world collapse is all on the UN, on Bill and Melinda Gates, on Obama, on Hillary, on Biden, on the Democrats. We tried to stop it. We tried to fight it. But you guys said you wanted to wreck America and the world, and now you've done it. Congratulations. This is the end, my friends, my only friends, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion, it's all over, ladies and gentlemen, because there was only the mirage of safety. Movies and partying and living like children, never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. And InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers. The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run, it'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around, goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient. People are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crises going on, get your storable food now.
Infowars.com/show.
And now to give his medical, or at least just his opinion on all the latest corona news, the resident medical professional on the War Room crew, the Doc.
Candy ass announcer telling me my opinion is just an opinion. My opinion is fact. Yes, you're welcome. The Doc is back here in the InfoWars War Room is Raw. You're welcome. And what is this Fruit Loop music you got playing for the Doc when he comes on air? Don't you know that the Doc will walk naked in a field of coronavirus with no fear and no mask? Well, folks, the Doc comes on air today with some breaking developments. You see, the Doc has just recently become, let's say, informed about the Trump derangement syndrome. You may have heard of this. You may even know somebody that is being directly affected by Trump derangement syndrome. And so the Doc had to run some studies while he was away. And I've run a CAT scan on now millions
of leftist brains. And I now have the scientific results from these CAT scans and studies that we've done on Democrat, leftist, liberal, progressive brains. And the results will shock and horrify you folks. So let me just be clear. The doc does not have any pleasure bringing this news to you today, but the doc feels obligated to tell you what's going on in these liberal, progressive, Democrat brains. And so here we go, folks. Now, I have it very scientifically drawn out here on this graph. And so I want to go through this detail by detail with you. Now, as you can see here, the doc cam, please. As you can see here, this is a list of all the parts of the human brain. But the problem is the leftist liberal human brain has now been manipulated, and there's an entire new set of science that I'm breaking for you here today, folks. So 14 sections of the brain, and they've now been completely morphed if you are indeed a Democrat liberal. So let me go through this. First, folks, right there at the top, part one. This is at the top of the brain. This is the first thing that Democrats think about every day. It's the top of their mind every day, and that's Trump sucks. Number one, top of the brain, first thing on the mind, they wake up, that's it. Trump sucks, always on the top of their mind. Number two, this is this area right here. This is the latest, trendiest virtue signal cause. So whatever the latest cause is, whether it's shutting yourself in and taking your freedoms in the name of coronavirus or Trump-Russia hoax or Kavanaugh's running gang rape trains or whatever fake news that the left wants to virtue signal and make it a cause celeb issue, this is the portion right here. You see that portion right there in the middle of the brain? That is the portion right there that fuels the latest, trendiest virtue cause for a Democrat. Now, you'll notice, we'll come back to that. Part three, the virtue signal cortex. Now, that's this part right here. Now, that kicks in like an immediate response system. Anytime they see any information or facts or something they don't like, the virtue signal cortex kicks in immediately. Folks, this is a unconscious muscle movement for them. They can't even help it. It's just, it drives itself. The virtue signal cortex, again, folks, the left sees something they don't like. A Democrat sees something they don't like. Boom, virtue signal cortex kicks in and their responses are like autonomous. Now you'll see here, if you follow me closely, you may need to zoom in to this tiny, it's the tiniest part of the brain. It's the smallest speck of the brain right here. And this is the part of the Democrat brain that is used for thinking. Okay? So as you can see, the tiniest, I mean, you need a microscope just to find this part of a Democrat's brain. In fact, based on the doc studies, some Democrats don't even have this part anymore. But even for the smartest Democrat, the think section of the brain right here, this tiny little spot that you can barely even see, even if you zoom in with a microscope, that is the thinking portion of the Democrat brain. Most Democrats are even lucky, folks, to even have this portion left. It's very sad because, as you can see, it's been surrounded and dominated by the virtue signal cortex. So the virtue signal cortex is overwhelming the Democrat ability to think, and this is not good. Now, here's part five. Now, you notice here it's at the top where the brain and the stem connect, and it's some gibberish here, some symbols, and then feelings. Now, this is supposed to be the part of the brain that separates facts from feelings. The problem is it has been distorted, ladies and gentlemen. It has been distorted here by this part of the brain, which is the fuel, which is the liquid fuel to the brain that is pumped into the brain from the body. The problem is this liquid fuel is hate. And so it's liquid fuel of hate that gets pumped into the brain right here, and it goes directly, first response, to the separating facts of feelings. But the hate distorts the facts, and now you can't even see the facts and even censors the facts. And so they're totally riding on their feelings and emotion. Now, here's six. Now, this is literally somehow the Democrat brain has turned into cotton candy. We don't know why, but people say your brain turns to mush. Actually, it's turned into cotton candy. So if Alex Jones does eat his neighbor and he is a Democrat, he will have a nice, scrumptious bit of cotton candy there. Now, here's another part here that is also at the stem of the Democrat brain. A lot of things derived from this. The liquid hate has to go through this part of the brain to even get anywhere else, and that is the white man is bad. So now everything filters through the white man is bad part of the brain with the liquid hate that goes into the rest of the brain and then obviously causes them to respond in very irrational ways to news and information they don't like, particularly if it involves a white man. Now, here's another. This is actually crazy because first what we have to do here is go to the white man bad part of the brain is right here. And this has always been there, folks. But now we've had a growth. Yes, it's not cancerous. It's benign, but a new growth, almost an evolution of the Democrat brain. Not only is white man bad, but now orange man is bad. So in an incredible adaptation, the Democrat brain has now evolved an entire new section of the brain off the white man bad part of the brain to the orange man bad part of the brain. And now this part of the brain is quickly developing, folks, and it may overwhelm the rest. So we're monitoring this quickly. Now this part right here, this is the reverse reality gland. And so whenever you see Democrats responding to stuff that doesn't make any sense and you say, wait a second, that's the exact opposite of the reality. Well, folks, you can directly attribute that to the reverse reality gland that has been developed right here at the very base of the brain. So everything, the hate flows through the reverse reality gland, and then that basically mirrors reality. That's why these people don't seem to understand what the hell's going on. It's the reverse reality gland. But there's another gland here that's actually even more powerful, and that's the liberal distortion gland. So it's one thing to just have a reverse reality. That's a safe measure the Democrat brain has made to always protect them from the facts. But the liberal distortion gland is even more powerful, and it will distort whatever reality they see into their liberal agenda mindset. And so that's the liberal distortion gland. Now, there's a little growth right here. This is the eat and breathe. So the Democrats do still eat and breathe. They are still alive. But this is also a very small shrinking portion of the Democrat brain, folks. This is a direct threat. They may stop eating and breathing at some point, and they may be completely overwhelmed by the liberal distortion or by the propaganda gland. Now, this is the biggest part of the brain, folks, and it's right here. It's the biggest part of the brain, and it takes up the most space and the most time, and that's the propaganda gland, which is really more of a memory portion at the front of the brain here. But it's all propaganda. All the Democrat, mainstream, liberal propaganda, New World Order propaganda just rests right there at the front of the brain. And it's a big storage system, so they can never run out of room for liberal Democrat propaganda. And then surrounding or inside of the latest trendiest virtue clause is the denial of fact langlada. The denial of fact langlada actually sits right here at the center of the brain so they can always deny that fact. So you're welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We've done the studies, and now you know why a Democrat can't even think straight, because their brain doesn't work. So you're welcome. The doc is here. Now I'm going to strip naked and run through a field of coronavirus without a mask on because I'm that manly.